Hey, everybody. Is it over? Can Trump win? What is going on with all the ballot fraud, the voter fraud, voter registration fraud, the irregularities? We bring to you this conversation I had with Brandon Tatum and Austin Smith here from Arizona, straight from our headquarters here in Phoenix. We have been covering this issue more than anyone else. And I want to thank you guys for supporting our program so generously at charliekirk.com/support. In fact, our podcast is now number one in the news category as it stands right now. Thank you and praise God. And if you want to help keep us there, then take out your podcast provider, type in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider, hit subscribe and give us a 5-star review. But what really helps us continue to grow is your support at charliekirk.com/support, charliekirk.com/support. We also hear from Sean Parnell, who was a congressional candidate in Pennsylvania, who likely had his race stolen from a lot of different people that were doing some very, very shady things. You guys know that I would never present anything to you that is not rooted in fact and rooted in an independent data analysis. What's happening right now to this president is so awful that it must be called out, exposed, and we must fight back against it. We're going to show you how. Buckle up, everybody. Important show in store. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
I want to tell you guys about Top Resume. They do a great job. Top Resume is the world's number one authority on resume writing. Professional writers with specific expertise in resume writing help you to have the best resume so you can get a job. When was the last time you wrote a resume? Do you know what it takes to get noticed when applying for jobs in today's competitive job market? Who do you turn to for feedback on your resume? The experts at Top Resume will provide free quality feedback through a resume review. More than just spell check and typos, a comprehensive review from trusted experts, feedback on skills, expertise, and keywords. There's personalized recommendation on how to make your resume stronger. And here's what you really have to do. You go to topresume.com/Kirk to get a free resume review. It's as simple as uploading your resume to their site and you'll get a free evaluation and expert advice on how to make it stronger. Top Resume is also giving my listeners 15% off. So right now, go to topresume.com/Kirk today for your comprehensive resume review and 15% off resume writing services. That's topresume.com/Kirk. Brandon, just first, I want you to kick it off. Where are we at as a country right now?
Man, I don't know. We in a dangerous territory, in my personal opinion, because we have individuals who we've seen flake, walk away, get scared, not defend the president. And that's not what we're about. You know, and then we also have the optimistic individuals like you and I who are saying, look, we have evidence that this was an effort to defraud the American people through the voting system in 2020.
That's right.
We knew it was going to happen. We told people it was going to happen. William Barr told people it was going to happen. And now we've seen it in the flesh. So we have the two dynamics in the conservative movement, in my personal opinion, and we need to fight for what's right.
What is with these Republicans that are all of a sudden not showing up? They're just running for the hills. I mean, Jeb Bush, George Bush, Mitt Romney.
Yeah, they're all in on this, man. People cannot stand truth. They cannot stand transparency. They cannot stand what President Trump has done for this country and making us better, making us great, and holding other people accountable that we've never seen before. This tells you, as clear as the noonday sun, that the Republicans and Democrats all the way up into Trump have been in bed together doing the same stuff, the same tricks, working together to defraud us. And now we can see clear as day what side they really were on.
There's a difference between who wins and who got the most amount of votes. The big difference. And what I think has been really clear in the last couple of days is that the Biden machine, it's not even his machine, right?
Right.
He's just the puppet for it.
Right.
It's the Obamas. It's the Clintons. They knew how to work this machinery better than us.
They did. They know how. See, listen, we're loyal individuals who operate with integrity. And we believe that our thoughts are better, our plans are better, and we
such a good point.
We run with authenticity. They are made, built, and geared for cheating.
Mm-hmm.
They've been cheating ever since the inception of in my personal opinion, the Democratic Party. They've been cheating, they've been defrauding the people. They focus more on power versus the better will of the people. And I think that we can see it, and it's coming out very clearly now.
So Brandon, I want to ask you a question. You've been really involved with Blexit with Candace Owens. Awesome effort. Trump did better with black voters all across the country.
Right. He did a tremendous job, and it was expected for us. We see people, boots on the ground, seeing people wake up and realize that the Democratic Party has done nothing for anybody, ever.
But how is it he did worse with black voters in three cities that mattered, but he did better with black voters everywhere else?
That's called fraud, my friend. It's called fraud. Because it's consistent across the board that Donald Trump outperformed his 2016 election. Mm-hmm. We already knew that he was going to do that. If he were to outperform 2016, like I knew he would be able to do, it should be a clear victory in 2020. And now we see that only in certain states, they're having trouble counting. They're having trouble, figuring out, you know, you have the counting, you have them shutting down and all of the above only in certain states. And if that's not as clear, voter fraud, I don't know what is.
So your website is theofficertatum.com.
Theofficertatumstore.com is my
theofficertatumstore.com. Yeah. Everyone watching on our stream, check it out. And if you want to just support our program here, our website is charliekirk.com/support. We're doing this together tonight. Hey, Terrell, can you go to the side angle here? So we here have a very complete whiteboard. And you and I were going through this before.
Yeah. This is mind blowing.
And so I have a new term I want to introduce into the zeitgeist. Yeah. It's called ballot laundering.
Right.
I think this was the Ozark election. For those of you that have seen the show Ozark, it's all about very smart people that launder money. Mm-hmm. And the process of laundering money is you have a bunch of drug money from the cartel or whatever in cash, and you want to reintroduce it back into the system. You do that by cleaning money. I think that same sort of idea is very similar to what they did in some of these states. Let me show you why. The second number here is one of the most important numbers of all of these conversations. In Pennsylvania, there was a 1,776% increase in voter registration for 90-plus-year-olds in Pennsylvania. So let's go back to the main camera. Brandon, why would it, in the midst of a pandemic, would there be a 1,776%?
Yeah, you said it right. In a pandemic where they're talking about 200,000 people have died from COVID-19.
The 90-plus-year-olds like, now I want to go out of my way to register.
Right, go out of my way. I'm going to vote. I'm going to be more active in this point in history than ever before out of any other group that exists. To me, this is a perfect example of them using and manipulating elderly people and going, and I don't know how they got the ballots, but they're manipulating elderly people. They're getting these ballots. I don't know if they're filling them out for people or whatever the case may be, but they're getting the ballots. They're turning them in, and old people are, I mean, say old people, people who are more mature or elderly people are not voting this much in this election.
Well,
it's not happening.
They had that voter registration spike, a 1,776%. So if I were the Democrats, we have to kind of put our hat on right now and say, what would I do if I were them to cheat? You know, try to think like a criminal. That's the best detective.
Right.
I would go and try and intercept the mail or get involved in the nursing home areas where they're totally shut down.
Yeah.
And it goes to show that's where the most voter registration activity was. You fill them out, you drop them in the drop boxes, you clean the ballots then, and you just walk away and as if you have nothing to do with it.
Yeah. I mean, think about this for a minute. You know, a lot of advertisement is pushed through television and pushed through social media. And you can't tell me that 90-year-old people are on Facebook and Instagram.
They're on TikTok.
Looking at all this stuff on TikTok, watching these videos of what's going on in this election. There's no reason for them to become ultra active in this point in time, especially when it's the fears of COVID-19. And you talk about they claim that 200,000 people in America have died from COVID-19. Majority of those individuals are elderly people and people with comorbidities. And you can't tell me that they have somehow become more active in this election when they are the most at risk for COVID deaths and also COVID illnesses.
Yeah. And so all of a sudden, they're the ones that go out of their way to register at a 1,776% increase. So if I were them using that number, it probably goes to show that there was an effort to go into these nursing homes, or going into these elderly communities to increase the voter registration numbers, which does what? You can intercept the ballots once they get sent out.
Right.
So if I were to try to begin to prosecute this case, let's go back here, Terrell, to the side camera. I would begin with the nursing homes. I would say that this is ballot laundering.
Yeah.
And let's build this out even further. In Nevada, there is now evidence that the Trump campaign has submitted that 9,000 ballots in the state of Nevada, 9,000 were people that were out of state that no longer live there.
Yeah.
There were 4,250 missing ballots in Republican areas in Pennsylvania and North Carolina. But here's the really interesting thing. And Brandon, I want your take on this. The bellwether counties, It feels like there was a red wave everywhere.
Everywhere.
Except just a couple areas.
Right. If you look at any of, I was on the Wall Street Journal little interactive map, and you look at it and you talk about all the toss-up states that they had claimed. All of the toss-up states went to the Republicans. Republicans, they call it the states or the votes that are leaning more Republican, all went Republican. No flip, no nothing. Republicans outperformed 2016. Mm-hmm. They outperformed the Democrats. Everywhere in the United States of America, they outperformed the Democrats, only in the cities that they have to stop voting. And all of a sudden, they come up with all these ballots in the middle of the night while everybody sleep. I mean, it's highly suspicious. I mean, you know, there is evidence to be looked that we need to look into and to see places, news outlets get on air and say, there's no evidence or voter fraud. There's no real evidence. You just showed on this board, one individual, you showed on this board, they have a team of investigative reporters, supposedly, that can't look up not one statistic to prove that there's at least questionable areas in voters of 90 plus. You got the ballots in Nevada. You have missing in PA and North Carolina, which we see a huge conflict in, the bellwether counties. All of this has been reported and looked up by people like you and I, who are the real journalists.
We're doing the real journalists.
We're the real journalists, man. And they can't look this stuff up and give the American people
a voice. They're all in on it. They want Trump gone immediately. And so the bellwether counties is really interesting. So there's two counties in particular. We'll get the names sent to us right now. In Indiana and New Mexico, that have correctly predicted the winner of the presidential election. So there's like 15 counties across the country that are bellwether counties. They're swing counties. When they go one way, they'll predict the winner. Trump won all of them except one. And it's called Valencia County, New Mexico. They have not been wrong predicting a winner of the presidential race since 1956. So if you would have told me that Trump won the bellwether counties, mm-hmm. Trump did better with black voters.
Right.
Trump did better with Hispanic voters. Trump did better with suburban married women. He actually won married women. Did you know that?
Right.
How do you win married women, do better with Hispanics, better with blacks? High turnout. Our base is fired up. We win nearly 10 House seats, maybe more. The Democrats do awful in their Senate races. Here's the reason is because this was allegedly, or else we're going to get our stream shut down.
Right.
Allegedly, right?
Allegedly.
This was allegedly ballot laundering. And I think that what really needs to be looked into here is there has to be a whistleblower amongst the ranks in one of these places that did this.
Yeah. And I think that there's a lot of people coming out. And let me go back to, we can show you the numbers. We can put the stuff on a board. You can take these numbers, share it with your friends or whatever you want. Let's use common sense for just a minute. Everybody that have gone out and have gone to rallies, Donald Trump rallies, you see 40,000 people at these rallies during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. You see numbers in 2020 that we never even came close to in 2016 with no pandemic at all. You see enthusiasm out of the roof. In the state of Arizona, driving down the freeway, we have 70 miles of cars with Trump flags rallying. We see it everywhere. People have eyes to see that we were dominating. Joe Biden did not even campaign all around the country. They came to Arizona and had, I don't know, they had a few people show up at their rallies. And you're telling me that he had more votes than Barack Obama? He outperformed every Democrat in United States history. How in the world is that possible unless you're doing some type of voter fraud?
So you said it best, Brandon. We are the journalists. How could people support your journalist work? It's off the Officer Tatum store.
Well, we have TatumReport.com as well. TatumReport.com is where you get the news.
Just plug it right to our audience.
TatumReport.com is where you get all the news. Verifiable news, 100% verified, 100% free to y'all. So go on there, check it out. Subscribe so you get the push notifications to Tatum Report. And you can also support in other ways like going to the Tatum store.
So I love the Tatum Report.
Tatum Report is where the news is at.
So you go to TatumReport.com is that right?
TatumReport.com.
Cool. And we'll keep digging through that. And then our link is charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank you guys that are getting behind us. Brandon, do you believe that Philadelphia had 95% voter turnout and that Biden had more enthusiasm for him than Barack Obama? You lived through the Obama deal in the black community.
Think about this. It, everybody loved Obama because Obama was the first time in United States history that everybody can put aside all the racial division and tension and saying that this is a racist country. We had the first black president. He was eloquent. He was articulate. He had a movement. And the thing is, the person he was running against did not have a movement. That's the key here. Barack Obama had a movement. Every time he come to speak, it was poetic. Joe Biden can't remember where he's at half of the time. People allegedly believes that he is struggling from some type of mental disability because of his age.
Yep.
He is not a part of a movement. Nobody's enthusiastic about Joe Biden. Nobody's enthusiastic about Kamala Harris. Donald Trump had a movement like no other. And when you put that together and you say, there's no way in the world that when we lived through Barack Obama and we saw the enthusiasm, we saw hope and change. Legit, man. I voted for him. There's a whole bunch of people that voted for him because it was like, this is our opportunity.
What was that like in the black community? It was like, you're voting for him. There's no discussion, right?
You don't even care what that man's saying. He could say he gonna put every black man in jail in history, and you didn't care. But because
he's
black,
Biden did say that.
Biden actually said it. But because he was black, you're voting for him. This is the retaliation of all of the hurt and pain and all of the segregation and everything you can think of as a black person that's been brainwashed into your mind. Barack Obama solved all the problems. Every black person I know voted for Barack Obama. No question asked. People turned out. People registered to vote. I registered to vote for the first time when I voted for Barack Obama. And you cannot tell me that sleepy Joe Biden is coming out with that much energy and he can't even talk straight for 30 seconds at a time.
And we're supposed to believe. And also, here's another important thing. I don't know if we can zoom in on this, but there's no Biden ground game. There were no staffers.
No.
They had no full-time staffers on the ground.
Nobody.
No one. And so 95% turnout in Philadelphia, if you add all the parts together, there are 14,000 dead people on the rolls in Michigan, and at least 10,000 of them have been voted. So they say it's just irregularities. That's what they say. These are irregularities that we sorted out. Republicans won 28 of 29 competitive House seats. We flipped three state legislators, everybody, and we did not lose a single House seat.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way. Listen, when you look at voting, right? Most people vote. I can be open about how I vote. I voted for Donald Trump, hands down. And I voted all the way down ballot. I voted down ballot. I didn't take my ballot and just go Trump and throw it in there. I said, we want to win the presidency. We want to win the House and the Senate. We want to have it straight down ballot. You cannot tell me that Joe Biden had a tremendous amount of ballots that went just Joe Biden, down ballot.
And that's the other number I want to get into here. And you guys can email us your questions. Brandon and I'll repeat them. freedom@charliekirk.com. Any questions you have, just email us freedom@charliekirk.com. So 500,000 ballots voted just for Joe Biden in the key battleground states. 500,000. Now, just for Hillary Clinton back in 2016 or people that just voted Democrat, 120,000. 62,800 in Wisconsin, 98,000 in Pennsylvania, 85,000 in Georgia, 42,000 in Arizona, 69 to 115,000 in Michigan that just go Joe Biden and they submit it.
That's not like anybody with a brainstem can tell that that's not the way things work. That is highly suspicious. In the states that have the most controversy, the swing states, they have people that are just voting for Biden and not voting down ballot.
That's right.
You can't tell me that any informed voter that looks at the voter, that looks at their voting card or whatever you want to call it, the ballot, and they look at it and they say, I see Joe Biden, I see Mark Kelly, and I'm only going to vote for Joe Biden and I don't care about Mark Kelly. I'm not going to vote for any of these props. I'm just going to vote Joe Biden and I'm going to run away. That's not happening, ladies and gentlemen. If you see it happen with Biden, you should also see a similar trend with Donald Trump. You should see people saying, look, I just want to vote for Trump because I'm sick of these leftists. I don't want nothing to do with socialism. I'm going to vote for Donald Trump and I'm going to turn it in. That did not happen.
No.
And that is an irregularity that you see that's controversial and people should be looking into it and not taking the media at face value.
And it seems as if they're rushing to coronate Joe Biden without any questions. Votes are still being counted. And these things need to be looked into.
Right.
I mean, beyond that. So we're getting a lot of questions here. freedom@charliekirk.com, which is about one of the clips here we have. General Thomas McInerney. I can never say his name right. McInerney, who talks about this software called Hammer. And we get a lot of questions about this. I want to play all four tapes we have of this one at a time. We'll comment after each one. We'll hear. I don't know if you heard about this or not, Brandon.
No, I haven't.
But it's a real creepy thing. Okay, let's play cut one.
And they put in an application in this SIGINT program called Scorecard. And Scorecard changes votes at a certain point in the voting stream. And if I can, and by the way, the Obama administration used it in the 2012 election in Florida. So both Obama and Biden are very familiar with this.
So this is General McIntyre. And so he starts by saying that this is a program that could potentially change votes and skew them. Let's go to cut two, where the general continues. And by the way, this is not just some conspiracy theorist. Let me read you his bio. He's a retired United States Air Force Lieutenant General who served in top military positions under the Secretary of Defense and Vice President of the United States. He was a forward air controller, fighter pilot during the Vietnam War, and had flown over 407 combat missions. So he's very credible and very reputable. Right. Okay, let's play cut two.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's important that we all understand it. It's by Joseph Stalin. I consider it completely unimportant who in the party will vote or how. But what is extraordinarily important is this: who will count the votes? Now, Steve, we have a desperate Democratic Party that will do anything to bring the country to a totalitarian state and as far left as they want. They used it in the primaries, and Bernie lost to Biden because they used it in the primaries.
Now, this is the creepy thing. Let's go to cut three here. Is this was all before the election. And some people wrote him off and they thought, no way. But General Thomas McIntyre, who is very reputable, retired United States Air Force Lieutenant General. But play cut three. Wait till you hear this. He predicts exactly what's going to happen. Play cut three.
And they're trying to set up this voting thing that happens on Tuesday night. It's going to look good for President Trump, but they're going to change. And that's the danger that America and everybody must realize.
Play cut four on what their true intent is. And he was trying to warn us. And a lot of people said, oh, no way, this is not true. By the way, this is not just some guy that, you know, sits in his basement and posts on message boards. This guy is he's a retired general of the United States Air Force. He's a lieutenant general, which is a 3-star general, okay?
Wow.
This is a top-level military brass here, okay? Cut four.
All these things are in this force that you and Sydney have been talking about that want to change America from what it is. It goes back to the Electoral College, to the Supreme Court. All these things are bundled to chain America from being a democratic republic to a totalitarian regime. That means a socialist country, which the next step is communism.
It is their goal. I want to play one more clip here of Sidney Powell, attorney for Michael Flynn. And you guys can email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. Sidney Powell, who says there has been a massive and coordinated effort to steal this election. More than 450,000 ballots in key states have only one mark for Joe Biden. Sidney Powell, play cut five.
Yes, there has been a massive and coordinated effort to steal this election from we, the people of the United States of America, to delegitimize and destroy votes for Donald Trump, to manufacture votes for Joe Biden. They have done it in every way imaginable, from having dead people vote in massive numbers to absolutely fraudulently creating ballots that exist only voting for Biden. We've identified at least 450,000 ballots in the key states that miraculously only have a mark for Joe Biden on them and no other candidate.
That just have a mark for Joe Biden, no other candidate.
It is clear, man. I don't understand how anybody can look out there and say, that sounds right. That sounds about reasonable. It's not. They are literally coordinating an effort to overthrow a duly elected president.
That's right.
For the second time. I don't understand how. And then they get out here and they say, how could there be voter fraud? And then they claim, and this is the left, But they claim that Russia interfered with our election for 4 years.
That's right.
And there was no evidence of that.
So you're a former police officer.
Right.
Let me ask you a question. Is there, if you don't look into it, and if you don't have police officer detectives, is there ever widespread evidence of crime if you don't look into it?
Right. It's just if you don't investigate, there's no crimes.
Without people seeing them?
Yeah.
Financial crimes, child smuggling crimes.
Right.
If you don't look into it, it's like, oh, there's no widespread. Well, you haven't looked into it.
Right, right.
And money laundering is a great example, right? So money laundering is you come in with a bunch of cash, you clean the money. And it's hard to find. It takes a big team of forensic experts. Do you know how they actually find money laundering? You know how they found the Enron accounting scandal? By going through Benford's Law, and they go through this.
Right.
So we have a chart here that we're going to put up in a second where all of this is how you find out that there's something irregular. So let's go through this. Let's continue to go through this. So, Brandon, what if I told you that in Washington, D.C., heavy black population,
right,
Donald Trump did a point better than he did in 2016. In Chicago, Trump did 5 points better.
That sounds crazy.
5 points. In San Francisco, 5 points better.
Yeah.
So he did better with white liberals,
yeah,
and with inner city blacks, right, in Chicago. He did 15 points better in Miami, Florida. He did the same in L.A. and Boston. But explain this to me. He did 5 points worse in Atlanta, 5 points worse in Dane County, Madison, Wisconsin, and 5 points worse in Detroit.
Yeah, that's weird to me because there's no difference between, in my personal opinion, there's no huge difference between the culture of African Americans in those cities. There's not much difference. And when you win in Chicago or you do better in D.C., it common sense tells you you should be doing better around the country because there's a trend of Donald Trump being a candidate for the minorities. And you look at the Hispanic population, you look at the black population, and we said this before, if Trump gets over 8%, he gets to 10%, 18%, whatever, you want to go up to 20%, then Democrats have no chance in the world. Why have they been doing poorly amongst minorities and didn't care? It's because they knew they was going to do this. Why was Joe Biden not putting in the effort and energy and going into the basement when they started talking about his son? Because they knew they were going to do this stuff. There was no reason for them to go out their way and protest. They just need, I mean, not protest, but they need the campaign. They just need to show a face and say, look, we're doing this, we're doing that. Let's do a photo op and let's get out of there, because they knew they were going to do this. They knew they were going to do it when Nancy Pelosi came out and said, well, whether he believe it or not, Donald Trump is not going to be the president. Whether he believe it or not, because they knew that they were going to cheat, allegedly.
And in 2016, he legitimately took them all by surprise.
He did.
And so here's the key. I was there on election night in 2016. There, everyone was stunned. Everyone.
Yeah.
And what was most interesting is that they didn't stop counting ballots in Detroit or in Milwaukee,
right,
or Atlanta or Philadelphia. Right. They stayed up all night. And at that night, they said, Trump won Philadelphia.
Right.
And the Hillary Clinton campaign was like, what do you mean he won? Can't you find more ballots? They said, we got no more ballots left.
Right.
So they had this pandemic, epidemiological Pearl Harbor from China.
Right.
Shut down our country, mask everyone. Everyone's in a perpetual state of fear. Somehow there's 1,776% increase with 90 plus year olds where they're not going anywhere.
Right.
The one thing they're like, oh yeah, let me go register to vote. Super high turnout. And it seems as if there was a plan to build the machinery to get this out.
Yeah, a clear plan. Think about this for a minute. You look at California, it doesn't appear that they had problems with voting. What, 12 million, 13 million people they had to count on. So they had no problem with voting. New York City, New York State, New York City was the epicenter of COVID outbreak. You're talking about people being afraid, people dying in huge numbers. They had no problem with voting. And you can't tell me that the 90 plus year olds are increasing their registration
by 1,700%.
They're not going in person. So you're telling me that they're going online? You're telling me that people who are 90 plus years old are going online, going on the internet, using computers to somehow register. And it is complicated. It's complicated if you're a young person to go on. And you're telling me 90 plus year olds are going on the internet and registering to vote because you can't go to DMV. You can't go to any of these things in person. Tell me how.
Let's show the graph right there. Can we put that up on screen, everybody? That graph right there goes to show the 1,776% increase just amongst people that are 90 plus years old. It's statistically unthinkable.
Yeah, and like, what is it about? Just think that if that was true, just say that it was true. What is it about President Trump that would make older people dislike him at that rate? What could he have possibly done?
And here's the amazing thing. He won older voters in Florida.
Right.
So in the Sumter County, Florida, near the Villages, Trump did amazingly well. He did better than he did in 2016. So he did better with older voters all across the country.
Except in these compromised
targeted areas. If you guys want to help support Brandon, it's TatumReport.com.
TatumReport.com. Go on, subscribe. You can donate if God put it on your heart. TatumReport.com is where you get all your real news, man.
And then for us, CharlieKirk.com/support. There's a joint broadcast. We're going through all these numbers, and we're going to get some action items tonight. And I think we're going to have Sean Parnell call in a little bit, who's a congressional candidate who had his race, and these are my words, not his, stolen from him by the Democrat machine in Pennsylvania. Right. And they did not want Connor Lamb to fall. You look at these numbers, everybody. No one else was talking about this, by the way. Right. You notice on TV how everyone has just stopped talking about this. Like, oh, coronation, we're going to put the crown on Joe Biden. And they've just stopped talking about it. No Biden ground game. Republicans won 28 of 29 competitive House seats and flipped three state legislators. There were 500,000 ballots across the country that just voted for Joe Biden. How about the 100% ballot drop in Michigan that was just for Biden overnight?
Overnight, 100%. You cannot tell me that 100% goes one way. And this is the funny thing. Trump won Michigan in 2016. He's performed better all across the country. Any reasonable person will believe that he will win Michigan again. How on God's green earth is the trajectory having President Trump up by 300,000 plus votes? And then they quit counting the ballots, which has never happened in history from my understanding.
Never. They quit. Only in four cities.
Right. Only in these cities. He quit counting the votes. All of a sudden, they come up with 100% votes that turn out for one candidate. One candidate.
Yes.
And I want to know, did any of these votes go for the third candidate, whatever, the Libertarian candidate? Did any of them go for there, or all was Joe Biden? I think all of them were Joe Biden. You're telling me 100% went for Joe Biden, none went for Trump, and none went for the Libertarian. Not one. Somebody has to explain this to me. And let me say this, Charlie. It is quite interesting to me that they are rushing Biden through, because they said, be patient. It's going to be a long process. It's the first time we've done, you know, the mail-in ballots to this extent. Be patient, be patient. Some of these counties can't count votes. Mm-hmm. They counted 90% of their votes on the first day, and it takes them a week to count 5% votes, 10% of the votes. It takes a week to do that. And they said, be patient, be patient, be patient. I don't know what state, I forget what state they said, North Carolina, I think they're not going to give us a result until the 12th, but then they're going to push Joe Biden through.
That's right.
What they wanted to do, in my personal opinion, what they wanted to do was find a strategic way to get him to 270 as quick as they can.
By calling Arizona quickly.
Calling Nevada, calling Arizona, holding Trump states. Because if, just say that Trump won Arizona, won Nevada, they were going to hold North Carolina. They were going to hold Georgia. They were going to hold Alaska. They were trying to hold Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. So therefore, they will be able to hold Trump's pathway to success, even if they knew he was going to win. Why haven't they called Alaska yet? Why haven't they called North Carolina yet? Why in the world did they call Arizona before they called Texas and Florida on some people's list? They called those first. Why? Because they were holding off to try to get Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, to 270 so they can say, look, we won. The first black vice president ever. Look, everybody's happy. They're cheering in the streets. So when President Trump takes him to court and wins, they're going to say that he stole the election.
We just got an email right here. It confirms my theory. Jesus says, I work at Beatitudes Assisted Living in Phoenix. Social workers came in and went into each room in the dementia unit and helped them fill out their ballots, then took the ballots with them. When questioned by all of our staff, they said they had the right to vote. We said, how does a dementia patient even request a ballot? And they went out and left.
Exactly what that number is.
Right there.
Exactly what that 1,776.
1,776% increase in voter registration.
Right. They went to these homes where people were suffering from dementia or people who God knows. We're not even talking about the people who were dead that voted.
That's right. Well, that's 10,000 already in Michigan. But the Michigan Secretary of State says, no, that's an irregularity and you guys aren't viewing it correctly.
How many? 10,000?
Well, so there's 14,000 that we know of in dead people that are on the rolls. An independent rocket scientist on Twitter, he's unbelievable, will find the right one. The name, so I can get the right attribution. They said they found 10,000 people that are over 105 years old that voted that are all dead.
Right. So what that tells me is that maybe we need to look into this. You need to look into it. How did they vote? Dead people can come out the grave and go vote. So how did they vote? What was the mechanism in place that caused these people to get on a list and caused them to have a vote that was counted?
So let me walk through why I think what they did, the left did, was initially brilliant, but then also very, very dangerous for them.
Right.
So everyone says recount, 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 recount. Here's the problem with a recount, okay? The problem with a recount is if I have, you know, whatever, six pieces of paper here, and then I just recount them, it's going to say six pieces of paper, right? A recount is just talking about pre-existing ballots that already they broke the seal on, okay? The issue with a recount is it doesn't go into voter registration. It doesn't go into whether people are alive. It doesn't go into any of that. That's not what a recount does. A recount is, does the ballot say what the ballot says?
Right?
So they're just recounting whether or not the ballots have the same amount, the same markings on them.
Right.
What's really needed here is a widespread criminal investigation, because here's what I think they didn't factor in. This was their plan B. Mm-hmm. They actually wanted to run up the score in some of these states, and this was their insurance policy. I think that we did so amazingly, Brandon, as a Trump movement across the country.
Right.
We took them by surprise, and their fraud now exposed themselves.
Right.
Because now all of a sudden we're able to say, hold on a second, how did we do better in D.C., Chicago, San Francisco, Miami, the same in L.A., Boston, but 5 points worse in just the cities? That took the night off, that 100% ballots for Joe Biden and 500,000 of them only voted for Biden. And you have 14,000 people dead on the rolls in Michigan and 10,000 of them voted with a 95% turnout in Philadelphia with no Biden ground game. And Republicans won 20 to 29 competitive House seats, flipped three of the state legislators and did not lose a single House seat. We won every bellwether county. There are 6,000 votes that were changed in Michigan. Dominion voting systems is used in 30 of those states, which has a partnership with the Clinton Foundation. There was an undervote in Michigan 2016 versus 2020 of 200,000 people that voted for the top but didn't go all the way vote down for the ballot referendums. But in 16, they did go vote all the way through. 1,776% increase in voter registration. Who is asking these questions, and where's the Department of Justice?
Right.
And so go ahead. And then I have a thought. Go ahead.
Yeah. Finish your thought.
My thought is just people say, what do we do? Is that the recount is not the answer. A recount's important. We have to do a recount for this reason. I think they actually counted the ballots wrong. So what I said, I think I could change it by 1,000 votes or 2,000 votes. I think it's really important. That's number one. But number two is that the lawsuits and all everything that we're doing, the Trump campaign's doing, I think it's too long. The two things we can do is this, is the state legislators that have to certify these results. Mm-hmm. And I'll go through that in just a second. And also the Department of Justice. What are your thoughts?
No, I agree with you 100%. I mean, the thing is that we need to be investigating. I had a person on my live stream the other day say, you know, we talk about the fraud. What else are we going to do? It's like, no, you got to keep exposing these people, man. This is a clear fraud that has occurred in our country. We need integrity in our election, because nobody's going to trust the election anymore. Nobody. Not one person is going to trust the election anymore, because I personally believe when all these lawsuits happen and we win, then the left is not going to trust elections. It's crazy to me that we can't just go out and vote in person. Only way I think that you should be able to not vote in person is if you have an absentee ballot. That's it. That's a solicited ballot that you solicit, and it's a one-to-one expectation. You can't just send out ballots to everybody in the United States of America.
They sent out ballots like it was God-given, the people of Israel, manna, right? And they just scoop it up. I'll take a ballot here. I'll take a ballot here. And people say, well, Charlie, that sounds like a sophisticated operation. I say, you ever heard of organized crime before?
Right. That's exactly what happened. But just imagine just think about it. You send out ballots to everybody. Go to the homeless camps, right? You can probably get those people the ballots or whatever.
Of course.
Go to homeless camps. Give them food and money. I guarantee you they're gonna scratch in whatever you want them to scratch
people
in.
People say that voter fraud doesn't exist in the country. Voter fraud doesn't exist. I have 182 pages of prosecuted voter fraud.
Right.
How about this one, Brandon? Richard Howard was involved in a scheme that offered cigarettes and money to homeless people on Skid Row in exchange for fake signatures on ballot initiatives and voter registration forms. This resulted in hundreds of fraudulent signatures. He pleaded no contest to one felony account of subscribing a fictitious name. He was sentenced to a suspended sentence of 3 years and 3 years of probation. How about this one? Bradley Japperson of Pacifica forged signatures for a referendum initiative and was paid $5 for each signature. He was reported to have forged over 100 signatures, most of which were actual country residents. Peterson was charged with 10 counts of perjury by declaration. He was sentenced to 2 years in county jail. I've page after page after page of verified voter fraud from across the country.
Listen, Ray Charles can see and Stevie don't have to wonder if there's voter fraud going on. I have evidence of this. There's a person that I know that committed voter fraud right here in the state of Arizona. Right here in the state. I know. And not a random person. It's not something I read in a book. I saw it with my own eyes. This is what they're doing in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how big this scheme was. This is what the person did in Arizona. Now, you know, Arizona driver's license does not expire for like in 2050 something. Mm. So it's
2050.
255
That's
or something
right.
like that.
You know what? My girlfriend showed me. I was like, what? This thing doesn't. It's never subscribed.
It never expires.
It goes into the new millennium.
It goes into. I hope I live longer than my driver's license. So the driver's license never expires. If people previously lived in this state, but they never punched a hole in their driver's license or anything like that, they kept it when they moved out of state. They can come back and use that driver's license and say, "I want a mail-in ballot." They can go to the poll and say, "I want a mail-in ballot." If they have an address on an Arizona driver's license, even if they don't live here, they can get the ballot and then vote. I saw it with my own eyes. I saw somebody do it. I wonder, is there an email forum? Is there a Facebook group that is telling people how to defraud? Because we saw in Nevada mm-hmm. that 9,000 people did the out-of-state mail-in ballots, or what do they call it? I forget what they call it. The ballots that you do when you move out of state.
Yeah, they're
I forget the name.
They're not absentee.
Absentee ballots.
Oh, they are. Okay.
I think that's what there was, wasn't it, in Nevada?
Yeah, so it's 9,000
absentee ballots.
You have
ballots.
To be an active resident right. in order for it to count. So someone just asked me, Brandon, how do they get your shirt?
The Officer Tatum store. You get this on the Officer Tatum store.
The Officer Tatum.
The Officer Tatum store.
Because we have a lot of new viewers for you and vice versa.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We cross-posting on here.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
The Officer Tatum store,
way,
you get my shirt.
We got 47,000 viewers on just between the two.
Oh, yeah.
On YouTube.
This is real news here.
This is bigger than just some cable whatever.
And the reason why is because we tell the truth, and we're not bought and paid for by somebody to
that's
tell
right.
us that we can't tell the truth about what's going on here. But the Officer Tatum store, go on there and it's all kind of stuff on there, all made in America. So
I love it. And if you guys want to support our journalism, what we're doing here, charliekirk.com/support. So here's another one for you, Brandon. I got lists and lists and lists, people that vote multiple times. Robert Bell of Atkinson voted twice in the 2018 election in Florida and New Hampshire. He was convicted by a jury of duplicate voting, and he was only ordered to serve 50 hours of community service, and he can vote again.
It's clear. I mean, I'm looking
these
at
these are all convicted voter fraud. Is anyone on television? Hey, Chris Wallace says, the president's campaign says there is no widespread voter fraud. That's widespread voter fraud.
Right.
Okay? I can indict a civilization with this.
And dude, you got about five or six people or fraud cases on each side. So you're talking about 10 or so cases on each sheet of paper.
Yes.
And you got paper this thick, probably almost thick as the Bible. And you cannot tell me that there's not voter fraud. I don't understand how people can, with a straight face, especially people
this
on the conservative
side.
This
is an important one. Let me read this one. Harry Maxwell of Delaware County, it's in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, surprise.
This is incredible. Was charged with absentee ballot fraud. In his confession, Maxwell said that he would pick up girls and get them to sign absentee ballots in the name of deceased individuals. He pleaded guilty to one count of forgery, one count of false and use of an absentee ballot, and two counts of criminal conspiracy, and was only sentenced to 2 years probation and ordered to pay $500 in fines. No jail time. This is Pennsylvania. This is an indictment. This was in 2019 in Pennsylvania. This is a battleground state. So who was Harry working for? Did we ever ask that question? Or was it that it was a George Soros district attorney that didn't actually oversee it?
Right. I mean, these stories go out throughout the country 24 hours a day, 7 days a week when it comes to the voting situation. We could tell people are willing to cheat. If a president, let me tell you something. Jay called Joe Biden, Fox News, all these people, they called Joe Biden. Do you see conservatives burning down buildings and doing things like that? No, they're not. But when Donald Trump won, they were melting down. They were on TV crying. They literally beat people over the head in the middle of the street if you're a Trump supporter. And you can't tell me that they're working in a poll as radical as they are, and they're going to look at Trump bringing 300,000 more votes than anybody else. I mean, than Joe Biden, than the other candidate. He has more votes this year, especially if they volunteer 2016 and volunteer now. He has more votes than he had in 2016. And you telling me they're not going to be enraged enough to do something crazy? I mean, these people will kick you out of class. You know, with Turning Point USA, all the students on campus, and I go and I speak at some of these campuses, and these students tell me that teachers will kick them out of class if they have a difference of an opinion. You got teachers pointing water guns at the board, squirting it on Donald Trump as if they're shooting him, and you're telling me they're not rabid enough to commit voter fraud.
That's a perfect point.
It's obvious. It's clear. These people are crazy and radical. They burn down buildings in the name of social justice, and they believe that their social justice advocacy will come at all costs.
That the ends justify the means.
Ends justify the means at all costs. They will cheat.
That's it's perfectly said. And here's what this woman said. Susan from Virginia. Trump was up far more than they imagined. The shutdown of counting votes brought them time to fabricate additional ballots. It's taken them a lot longer than they expected to fabricate enough ballots to put Biden ahead. There's probably some truth to that.
100%.
Which is why allegedly 100% true.
Yeah, allegedly. Allegedly.
Atlanta, Philadelphia, Detroit, Milwaukee all came through. Okay, so I want to play three tapes again because we have a lot of people just tuning in. Yeah. If you guys have any questions for Brandon and I, and Brandon, I have some questions for you that people are asking.
Okay, awesome.
freedom@charliekirk.com. Email us in right now. I want to play clip 1, 23, then clip 8. Is that the preferred order, Connor? No? Okay.
And make sure y'all hit the like button.
1, 8, 23. Is that right? Okay. Why don't we do it in your order and we'll listen to your symphony, okay? 1, 8, 3. 1, 8, 23. 1, just play the clip.
Administration took this system and they put in an application in this SIGINT program called Scorecard. And Scorecard changes votes at a certain point in the voting stream. And if I can, and by the way, the Obama administration used it in the 2012 election in Florida. So both Obama and Biden are very familiar with this.
And the next clip. So that's Hammer and Scorecard. It very well might be true. And this general is a very reputable guy. He's not just some, you know, fringe character. Right. All right, let's play Sidney Powell.
If you look at Florida, where things were done right, you can see that that's how the rest of the country should have gone. But they also used an algorithm to calculate the votes they would need to flip. And they used the computers to flip those votes from Trump to Biden and from other Republican candidates to their competitors also. I think Doug Collins had the race stolen from him. I think John James had his race stolen from him. It wasn't just President Trump. There were many people affected by this. We have got to fight tooth and nail in federal court to expose this abject fraud and the conspiracy behind it, and get a recount and audits in every place it's needed, which is, frankly, most of the country.
And let's play the final clip.
Talked about the Dominion software. I know that there were voting irregularities. Tell me about that.
That's to put it mildly. The computer glitches could not and should not have happened at all. That is where the fraud took place, where they were flipping votes in the computer system or adding votes that did not exist. We need an audit of all of the computer systems that played any role in this fraud whatsoever. And, you know, Joe Biden had it right. He said that he had the biggest voter fraud organization ever, and he didn't need people's votes now. He would need people later. They had this all planned, Maria.
And here's an email right here from Stephanie. Goes to your point. Hi, I enjoy watching you and Officer Tatum. I was a poll worker here in Vegas. I saw a lot of California residents voting because of the virus. They let them. Many people's signatures never match, but we were told to accept it and not ask for ID. And we were there until 8:45 in the night because we had many same day registrations as well. I can't believe they're stealing the election right in front of us. Well, it sounds like they stole it right in front of you.
Right.
I'm literally, sorry, Stephanie. I apologize. No pun. I mean, I feel bad for you. Thank you for your email. You guys can email us freedom@charliekirk.com. And there it is right there. Sidney Powell saying that the irregular. I don't put anything past these people. You made a great argument, Brandon. They spied on this president. They launched a coup, struck Page, Brennan, Clapper,
yes.
Comey. They used the FBI against this president.
Yes.
They said, we're never going to let this happen. They had an insurance policy. Steele dossier, it failed. He won. The people rose up. They weren't done. They had Mueller, that failed. Impeachment, that failed.
Yes.
BLM Incorporated, that failed. Race riots, calling the president the worst names, leaking the tax returns, all of it. And then the president was still getting hot towards the end, rising up in record numbers. Hot enough, by the way, to do all this incredible win 20 to 29 competitive House seats. Republicans won, flipped three state legislators. But there's one thing that they had as their safety insurance policy. Good old Chicago gangsterized ballot fraud.
Exactly, man. This is the weird thing. You're like, I remember they were talking about Mitch McConnell, and they said that the Democrats put $100 million or something into trying to defeat him. And he whooped them bad. Mm-hmm. There is no way. I mean, I'm going back to the point. There is no way that they put $100 million and they outspent Mitch McConnell and he still whooped them in crazy fashions.
And Lindsey Graham.
And Lindsey Graham won. But Joe Biden outperformed Barack Obama. That it doesn't make any sense. It would make sense to me. And I would be totally cool with it. And I won't say nothing. I'll accept it. I'll say Joe Biden is the president and I'll treat him with respect like it would be due to him if he was duly elected as the president. But when you are trying to tell me that Joe Biden uniquely outperformed in certain counties, underperformed in almost virtually every county around the country, and you're telling me that the Republicans were kicking butt consistent with what Trump was doing.
Mm-hmm.
We are winning big in the House. We were doing really well in the Senate. It matches up with our large numbers of victories in Texas and in Florida. And you cannot tell me that Florida went 200,000 more votes for President Trump than he won. The amount that he won against Biden in 2020 was 200,000 more votes, I believe, than what he won against Hillary Clinton. And you can't tell me that he didn't get Georgia. Let me just say this. I think that they had a contingency plan already in place, which was in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, Alaska. I believe they're doing something weird in Alaska because they can't vote. They can't get the votes out.
Thing I've ever seen.
And then they had them in Arizona and Nevada. They had it already pre-planned. They had some things that they tried to do in Texas. They had some things they tried to do in Florida because according to their polls, there were all toss-ups. Ain't nowhere in the world your polls show that Texas is a toss-up and Biden got the socks beat off of him in Texas and in Florida. They had all of these ready to go. And when Trump was kicking butt and their contingency plan in all of these states, which was supposed to be a sweep, according to the polls, when they did not occur, they said, OK, let's go with plan B and let's stop all of the voting and let's put a pause on this and see how can we get Joe Biden to 270 so that we can call the election so that when President Trump calls for, you know, the legal action and wins, they can say that President Trump stole the election, mayhem for the next 4 years, burning buildings, COVID-19 for the next 4 years when President Trump wins the election.
Here's another one I want to share. And then we have Sean Parnell, who is in one of those competitive House seats, which is one of the ones that lost, but it was in Pennsylvania. And this is an exclusive interview where he believes that I'm saying this. He said there's funny business. It could have been stolen from him. But Brian, I want to read this one from you. This is a pretty amazing one. Brett Warren in Florida, Castleberry, entered a plea of nolo contendere. I probably said that wrong. To third degree felony voter charges. Get this happens all the time. Warren's fraud was uncovered when five residents of Altamonte Springs noted they had not received their absentee ballots for 2016 presidential election. The ballots had nonetheless been returned and were filled out and signed. Investigators matched fingerprints on the envelope to Warren through a federal database, and DNA obtained from the envelope also matched Warren. Warren was charged with two counts of felony false swearing in connection with voting, blah, blah, blah. No prison time. Actually, he sentenced to 150 days and with a credit for time served. And he was ordered to pay $468. How often do you think that happens?
Think about this. How many people go to their voting registration and they go down to the website and they see that their votes were rejected. There's a lot of people in Arizona that said their votes were rejected. They went in person and filled it out. Now, this is what I think could be a huge possibility that we can get to the guests, is that they sent all these mail-in ballots. They were intercepted. People filled them out, put Biden on them, turned them in.
That's right.
And when conservatives or whoever went to the polls, they got the ballots and they filled them out in person and they put them in the machine. They never counted. They were rejected because somebody had already voted for him and they voted for Joe Biden. I think that that's something that we should be looking into.
Happened all across the country. Look, there's always a risk that your home is going to get broken into by thugs, vigilantes, and criminals. So here's what you have to do. You have to get Simply Safe Home Security. There's criminals on the loose. They just released 14,000 of them from prison in California. Are you protected? Well, Simply Safe allows you to protect your home, as U.S. News and World Report called it the best home security system of 2020. Whether you're traveling or staying put this Christmas season, check out the 30% off free security camera deal before it ends this week. It won CNET Editor Choice for Home Security and was named the best of 2020 by Forbes and Popular Mechanics. The system has an arsenal of sensors and cameras that protect every inch of your home. You can set it up yourself in about 30 minutes. It's super easy. Then Simply Safe Security Specialists take over, monitoring your home around the clock and ready to send emergency help the moment there's an alarm. So get 30% off Simply Safe plus a free security camera today by visiting simplysafe.com/Charlie. Go today. And this deal is this week only. That's simplysafe.com/Charlie. Simplysafe.com/Charlie. I want to welcome an American patriot, Sean Parnell. Sean should be a congressman. We'll see what happens. Before we say hi to Sean really quick, TatumReport.com.
TatumReport.com.
TheOfficerTatumStore.com.
Yes, sir.
And CharlieKirk.com/support if you want to support just this program that we're doing here. Sean, how you doing? Welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show with Brandon.
Hey, thanks for having me. What's happening, guys?
Well, tell us what's happening with you. Your race looked amazing. This is one of the most competitive seats in the entire country against Connor Lamb. You were up, and then I'm going to let you say it first, but it looks like they stole it from you.
Yeah, so I'll just tell you, I'll tell you how I experienced it on election night. You know, and it looks like what happened to me here in PA 17 is really what happened to President Trump, really on a national scale, in many of these battleground states all across the country. So on election night, the polls closed. And Connor Lamb had this press conference scheduled early on in election night. It looked like he was going to try to declare victory early. We absolutely destroyed him. I mean, we won areas that no Republican had won in Western Pennsylvania in a very long time. We won in Beaver County, which there are more Democrats in Beaver County than Republican, but there's an unbelievable crossover. We won Beaver County by 75-25, and we were up 17 points on election night by over 43,000 votes. So not a small margin, right? And so Connor Lamb cancels his press conference, goes on Twitter later that night and says, looks like we're not going to have enough votes to declare a winner tonight. So all the have patience, keep the faith. All the votes will be counted tomorrow. Shortly thereafter, Allegheny County, which is this Western Pennsylvania, you know, Allegheny County stopped counting votes inexplicably. No one knew why.
They said administrative issues, right?
They just stopped. I don't know what the reason they gave was. All I saw was the press saying, looks like we're not going to get any more reports out of Allegheny County. Now, they were supposed to start again, Charlie, at 10 o'clock the next day. They did not start at 10 o'clock the next day. What happened was, is that Rich Fitzgerald, who is the county executive, and by all accounts a good guy, but the county executive, he's also the ranking member on the Board of Elections and a Connor Lamb surrogate, did a media blitz and started saying prior to counting after Election Day that when all the votes are tabulated, we're confident that Connor Lamb is going to win by a couple of points. And I said, you know what? That's a heck of a thing to say when your boy's down over 43,000 votes, right? So at 2:30, they start counting. And the Connor Lamb, our margin in the race tightens, and we expected that because Connor had more mail-in ballots than we did. And here's an interesting point. On election night, my campaign, along with members of our county, Republican chairman, people of their county, we did all of our projections, Charlie, and there was no honest mathematical path for Connor Lamb on election night. None. at the end of the day, if he got all of his mail-in ballots and we got all of mine and we even split independents 60-40, giving him 60%, we would have won by a margin of slightly over 13,000 votes, right? Jeez. So Allegheny County starts counting the votes again at 2:30. The race tightens, right? And at 8:30 at night, the day after Election Day, there were two different ballot dumps, right? Within about 15 minutes of one another, one of 4,000 votes, one of 9,000 votes, almost all exclusively for Connor, right? And that number totals up to 13,000. And not 25 minutes after those two ballot dumps, Connor Lamb went out and declared victory, despite there being, you know, over 10,000 provisional ballots left to count in all three counties that that make up the 17th congressional district here in Western Pennsylvania. Look, I am not saying that this race was stolen or anything like that. But what I am saying is that these irregularities need to be looked into. Why does Allegheny County stop counting the night of the election? Now, Pennsylvania, if you remember back in 2016, Charlie, Pennsylvania wasn't called till like, what, 4 a.m?
Yep.
There's a reason why we count all the ballots on election night, right? And so, look, the ballot dump was exactly 13,000 votes or approximately 13,000 votes, which would have been my margin of victory. And currently, Connor is up by over 8,000 votes now. So by a razor thin margin. And what else is there? The AP called the race. The AP called the race in favor of Connor. But we're committed to making sure that every ballot is counted. Every legal ballot is counted. We also want to make sure that military absentee ballots are counted as well before this process is over. We want to make sure all those provisional ballots, which we believe are going to break our way, are counted as well.
Well, and so, but Sean, what I can't understand, though, is who gave the stand down order to stop counting ballots in Allegheny County? Who makes that decision? What is their name? Because to start uncovering this, there is no way that Philadelphia, Allegheny County, Wayne County, Dane County, Milwaukee County, and Fulton County, the counties that matter the most to the president, and you happen to overlap one of those counties, just stop counting. Who's calling the shots here?
I don't know. And here's the thing. I mean, Charlie, I want to emphasize this. This was a simple mathematical issue. Like Leader McCarthy, who's been, you know, he called me to congratulate me. There were networks that called this race for a short time. It was simple math until those two ballot dumps happened. I don't know who makes the call to stop counting.
Yeah, but you happen to overlap. The reason why you're collateral damage, though, Sean, is you happen to overlap in the state that they needed to win to defeat the president. And I think that you happen to be in a county that they control in a state that they need to beat the president, which is why I think you're collateral damage in this, why you're one of the only House members that actually got affected by the shrapnel, if you will, of the Democrats cheating, allegedly. You don't have to say any. I know you have to be more careful because of potential pending litigation. But Brandon, are you able to hear now? Okay, we had a little technical issue. Brandon, what are your thoughts on this?
I think it's crazy, but you're giving evidence, in my personal opinion, of things that we need to look into. This is very simple. This is not people being upset at the outcome. We're just saying, look, we live in America. We need to have fair elections. And if a person won fair and square, look, doggone it, we're going to take the loss. We'll fight and we'll fight next time and we'll win. But if you're going to do things that does not make any sense, we need to look into them to make sure on both sides, whether you're Democrat or Republican, that is done correctly. Because what happens when the shoe is on the other foot? What if Republicans were to do the same thing? That's not right in our democracy. And we need to make sure that we are sure that people who vote get their vote counted and people who vote legally get their votes counted. People in the military who fight and put their lives on the line shouldn't have a race called without their voice being heard.
So, Sean, here's my issue, though. A recount's not going to do anything. A recount's just going to retabulate the votes that already exist. What is needed is a criminal investigation from the Department of Justice, or the state legislators in your state should say, we're not going to certify the results of our state until the Pennsylvania Attorney General or anyone gets to the bottom of all these questions that we've been raising. What's the path forward here? Because people are wondering. They're saying, what can we do?
Yeah. So you're both raised really good points. I think the PA state legislature's on board. I think the answer, Charlie, is an audit, right? We want to make sure that people who vote are alive, right? We want to make sure that people who vote are actually residents of the district, right? We want to make sure that that elections matter, right? This is a staggering percentage, but over 50% of the people who voted for Connor Lamb did it in the mail. That's over 100,000 people. How can you possibly make sure that every one of those votes is legal without an audit? Because every vote that's cast illegally cancels out the vote of someone who showed up and cast their ballot legally.
So I have two questions really quick. Number one, the first, I have a comment and a question, I should say. The comment is an audit would be like this, okay? You take 1,000 random mail-in ballots, okay? And then you go find those 1,000 people and you knock on the doors and you – because they did this in Mississippi. The Department of Justice did this run by a guy by the name of Christian Adams. We're having him on our show this week where he actually audited a random race in Mississippi where it was well known that they were doing this. And it was a lot of shoe leather and a lot of people that were dodging, but after, and this is how long it takes, guys. It took 9.5 months to get at least 100 absentee ballots audited, but they found that there was a criminal scheme to do, and they would knock on people's doors. They'd say, "Hey, how are you? You know, just like to talk to you about your voting." They're like, "I've never voted." "What are you talking about? You've never voted?" They're like, "I've never voted." That's what an audit would do, right?
Yeah, and I think that's exact. A random sampling of everybody that requested an absentee ballot would give us that, would give us a warm and fuzzy if the process was done properly. If it wasn't, it would shed light on that. But here's the thing, Charlie. That process costs money. And like I'm raising money on an election defense fund right now on my website, seanforcongress.co. Please consider, if you're watching this, please consider helping me. Make sure that we have free and fair elections in this country, because if we don't, and this isn't just for the 200,000 plus people who voted for me, this is for the 200,000 plus people who didn't, because elections in this country have to mean something. 70 million people, if we don't do a good job auditing this election and making sure it was done properly, 70 million people in this country will never trust an election again.
Well, yeah, and that's exactly what's happening, is the massive disenfranchisement. And here's so what is the process of getting an audit, Sean? People are saying, what can we do? How can we do that? So how do we begin to pull the string that might unravel this? Because the DOJ could do it. They're not going to, because they're compromised. The Pennsylvania Attorney General could do it. I don't know, you'd know better than me. The Allegheny Sheriff's Office, one of these levels of enforcement can do this. What's the path?
Well, the Pennsylvania Attorney General is not going to do it. It's Josh Shapiro. He's basically a Democrat activist along with Governor Wolf and the PA Secretary of State. The path forward is the PA state legislature. We just elected more Republicans to the PA state legislature in both the House and the Senate. They cannot certify the election and they can call for an audit. And really, look, it just needs to happen. The American people need to have a warm and fuzzy that their elections are free and fair. And so that process, the PA state legislature calling for an audit, that's the step one. Step two is investing in me to help me be on, so I can be on the front lines to make sure that I have the resources to put behind an actual audit of the vote here in PA 17.
Yeah, and so and what's your website to help you out, Sean?
It's seanforcongress.co, not .com.co. And if you invest in the election defense fund, that money will be used to make sure that we have free and fair elections here in this country.
Awesome. And Brian Cutler, the Speaker of the House in Pennsylvania, has called for a full audit. And if you ask me, if we audit Fortune 500 companies, if we audit nonprofits every single year, and we audit just basic financials, why the heck would we not audit an election in the Keystone State, one of the most important states to determine a winner? But Sean, my theory is this, just for everyone watching, is that you were caught in the collateral damage. You were not the target. You were a byproduct of what they were doing to the president. Here's why. This happened to you, John James, and Perdue and Georgia. It really didn't happen to any other senators or congresspeople. Everywhere that it overlapped with Trump, that's where they put their efforts, and you saw other Republicans get affected by it. Because of that, I think that your effort to uncover this might be one of the most important in the country.
Thank you, Charlie. I appreciate your support on this and for having me on. To both of you, really, thank you.
You bet. All right. Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it. God bless. Speak to you soon. So, Brandon, any thoughts on that?
No, I think he's doing the right thing, man. I think, the way we handle this election thing, I think is very honorable. You know, we're not going out and fighting people and storming the streets, which I do think we do need to protest some of these things peacefully. But we're not doing that. We just want transparency. That's mm-hmm. that's all we want. When you have irregularities that we see, like you have on that board over there, can we at least look into these things? Because it's not right. They strategically planned this out. I said from the very beginning, when they said slow the spread for 2 weeks, I remember my wife is back here somewhere. I remember we talked about this. I said, baby, I promise you that some of these Democratic places will never open up until election. And that was 6 or 7 months later.
So we saw last night Notre Dame beat Clemson.
Oh, wow.
And it was a big deal. Can we get a picture of that? I sent that in the chat, Connor. Can we get a picture of what the field looked like afterwards? Wait till you see this. It's stunning. Is Connor back there? Yeah, okay. So wait till you see a picture of this.
I can imagine what that field looked like.
Oh, no. It was 10,000 people next to each other. No social distancing right up. Joe Biden's called the winner in downtown D.C. Everyone floods in.
Right. COVID is gone. If Biden becomes the president of the United States, COVID is gone. We don't have to wear masks anymore. Somehow, without any effort on his part, COVID has just disappeared. And his team that he's trying to put together now somehow figured out a strategy without even being in office. And somehow he's made a change. That guy don't know what's going on. Joe Biden don't know what's going on. He was in a debate saying that all we have to do is social distance and wear masks and everything is going to be okay. Well, I don't know what rock he's been sleeping under, but we've been wearing masks.
That's right.
We've been social distancing.
It's the story right here, Brandon. In fact, you can read it here. Yeah, let's show the image here. That's the image of the Notre Dame field last night.
Oh, my God. It's like a canvas.
That's people. That's during COVID, during the lockdown, when they said you can't vote in person.
Let me tell you something. And nobody's going to make a fuss about that. Nobody's going to say anything about it. Now, I mean, conservatives will, but Joe Biden people will not make a fuss about that. And you know why? It's because it's bullcrap. And we should have made a big deal about this a very long time ago. Because if you can go to Walmart, you can go get your nails done and get your hair did. You can go to vote.
That's right.
You can go to vote. You go to restaurants right here all around the country. You go in a restaurant with a mask on and then you sit down, you take the mask off. By the thousands, mm-hmm. people do that. You can protest for George Floyd by the tens of thousands, spitting on each other and hugging each other and doing whatever you're doing, and nobody says anything about it.
And they're flooding the streets, and yet they keep schools closed. And what's the first thing Biden wants to do?
Biden's first moves as president-elect, mask mandate for all. Here's his plan. Joe Biden wants to make listen, this is what I told my daddy, and I'm not trying to expose my family members, but I told my daddy on the phone, because I don't know who he voted for. It seems like he leaned towards Biden. Y'all forgive him. I said, Dad, we can't keep our country shut down. We can't keep our businesses closed. I said, Dad, you're going to get COVID at some point, man. Because if you don't get it today, if you've been sitting in your house for 7 months, next season, you're going to get it. You can't sit in the house forever. And they're not going to have some magic wand that's going to make this thing disappear. Wearing a mask is not going to get you anywhere. Tell me why, when you get on an airplane, and Charlie, you know this because you fly around a lot. When you get on an airplane, they tell you, put your mask on. But you're sitting elbow to elbow with somebody on an airplane for five hours.
And you're all breathing the same air.
Same air, circulated air that you're breathing, shoulder to shoulder.
Churches are closed.
And then when they give you the water, you can take your mask off and drink the water and eat. And your neighbor is doing the same thing that you're doing because y'all all got water at the same time. And somehow you can't go vote in person, social distanced at the polls.
Well, and my biggest problem with masks, I'm not getting into the efficacy of it. What I will say, though, is it gives people a false sense of security.
Right.
So people that actually might need to protect themselves against the virus, they think they're safe with a mask.
Right.
And they're not.
They cross-pollinate all the time, man. They have their phone in their hand, and then they're touching the kiosk or whatever the thing that the card reader, and they're touching this stuff, and other people are touching it without their hands, and then they touch their mask to pull the mask down or to adjust the mask. Now you're doing worse than you were if you had not had a mask on. And let me tell you this. If you think you have to wear a mask, and you think that if this person wears a mask and you wear a mask, that y'all doing the best, then why don't you wear two masks? You wear a mask forward and then wear the mask reverse. Because that means when I talk and I spit, the first mask is going to catch what I got to say, and then your second mask is going to protect you as if we're standing with masks on. You're not going to do that because you know it doesn't make sense. It does not work. They're not going to stop these particles. If somebody, and I don't mean to be gross on this, but I'm keeping it 100, let somebody fart in front of you, and if you can smell a fart through that mask, COVID-19 is already in your system and you're getting sick. Don't lie to yourself.
It's the Brandon School of Epidemiology. And the Tatum School of Epidemiology is TatumReport.com.
Exactly, TatumReport.com.
And how can they get that beautiful shirt, Brandon?
This shirt is amazing. Everybody loves this shirt. Donald Trump is the beast right here. You go on the Officer Tatum store, Go on there, get your merch. Everything we got on there is made in America, America only.
And if you love the program we've been giving you guys, we haven't been sleeping much. We've been going through all the data. I have some questions here. It's CharlieKirk.com/support. CharlieKirk.com/support. I want to take a question here, Brandon, from Kayla. It's a great question. Charlie, what's the difference between an audit and a recount of votes? It's a great question. A recount is this. Let's say I have 100 stacks of paper and some say Biden, some say Trump. I'm just recounting whether or not the number that they publicly reported was right. They're not going to go see if all of a sudden somebody else put Biden when they weren't supposed to be. Right. An audit would be this. If I had 100 pieces of paper, I'm going to say, I'm going to go find the person that said they go vote for Biden. I'm going to go knock on their door. That's an audit.
Right.
An audit is you go, hey, Joe Jacobs, yeah, did you go vote for Biden? I haven't voted in 20 years. Oh, really?
Right.
Well, who did?
Right.
Well, I don't know. I didn't request a ballot. All of a sudden, then you're onto something. An audit will reveal all of these problems. And an audit will then go through the Dominion voting systems and this Hammer's scorecard. So it's a big difference. A recount is only going to give you basically close to what you already have. An audit can expose actual fraud. It's a very, very good question.
And that's exactly what we need. We need a full audit. We need to look into this stuff because I'm interested to see how many people that did not request the mail-in ballot that they voted somehow because somebody put in the ballot for them, marking just Joe Biden and throwing it in the chute and getting it counted. I'm wondering how many people's things were rejected. I don't know, Charlie. I mean, you're a very intelligent guy, and I'm pretty sure you had this figured out way before I did. But I never looked at any registration list to see if my vote actually counted. I did this time because I was concerned to say, well, did my vote actually count?
Did it show?
Mine showed and it counted. It showed and it said that it was counted. It was accepted. But how many people in this country actually go through and look and see if their vote actually was accepted?
And everyone should go do that right now. And if your vote has not counted, if you voted by absentee ballot, you can also do it if you vote in person, too.
Right.
In certain states, you guys should check it out right now and audit your own vote. And if not, you got a serious problem. We're going to have an Arizona update. Is that Austin Smith I see through the window? We're going to try to pull up a chair here for Austin in just a couple minutes because a lot of you are asking about Arizona and not all hope is lost. There's a lot happening. There's a lot of information there. So I want to bring Austin out. We're going to go through an Arizona update. But before we do that, there's a couple other questions I wanted to answer. We got one comment here from Monica. LOL, your co-host is hilarious. I'm on his website now. Slow the spread of socialism. So you got a new fan in Monica.
Oh, yeah. We have a new merch line that says slow the spread of socialism. And so we love it. A lot of people love the mask that we have.
So there's a couple different categories here of things that need to be done. It's not that the recount is futile and a waste of time. That's not true. A recount is important in the sense where it might find some of the irregularities in the counting. Remember, they said you can't come downstairs when we count and all that. We'll be able to expose, I think, a good amount of the nonsense in that. But the real essence here is the audit. Now, you might say, well, how do we go get an audit? You get an audit through the state legislators. So according to our, I can get the exact part of the U.S. Constitution here. And Brandon, I encourage you to push your audience for the very same, because this is far from over, no matter what the media wants you to believe. Let me see here if I can find this. I had this written down. Here it is. Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution describes how this process works. Each state shall appoint in such manner as the legislator thereof may direct a number of electors. So the state legislators and the state legislature actually they select who the electors are going to be in each state. Every Republican state legislator across the country, especially in the key states, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, should say, we're not going to certify this election until we get an independent audit of this election right now. An independent audit, if done correctly, can find a problem in about a week. See, it's actually really quick. Here's why. You go take, you go get a full team of independent auditors. You got to make sure they have no conflict. You have to make sure they, you know, they sign problems for potential conflicts of interest and irregularities. They'll report back with an audit report in like a week. And again, you have to make sure that the Republicans sign off on it and all that. And if the Democrats, you know, throw their hands up, why would you want an audit? And here's why I think an audit's important for Joe Biden. I could actually make a Joe Biden argument for an audit. Mm-hmm. And I mean it non-sarcastically. There's 70 million people that don't trust these election results right now.
Right.
Joe Biden wants the nation to heal. I think he's lying, but let's say he actually believes it.
Right.
If you want the nation to heal and you want the nation to be united, then you have to make sure people accept you as president.
Right.
And you a full audit in every single state. So rallies in state capitals, and you make sure that all of these state legislators do a audit. A recount is a distraction, everybody. A recount, I shouldn't say distraction. That's not the right way. A recount will not actually result in what we are looking for right here. Can you read that, Brandon, or the essence of it?
The affidavit from Richard Hopkins.
Yeah.
So Richard Hopkins worked for the U.S. State Postal Service. And what he pretty much unveiled
in Pennsylvania
is that there was clear fraud. He was instructed, and it says in this affidavit, it says, although I understand Pennsylvania law, ballots must be postmarked by 8 p.m. on election day, November the 3rd, 2020 in Pennsylvania. Postmark, Rob, I don't know his name, director by co-worker. And I picked up ballots after election day and provided them to him as discussed, more fully below, I heard this gentleman tell the supervisor at my office that the gentleman that I'm referring to was backdating the postmark on the ballots to make it appear as though the ballots had been collected on November the 3rd, despite them, in fact, being collected on November the 4th and possibly later. Period. Evidence. And this guy works for the U.S. Postal Service, the United States Postal Service.
And this is a sworn affidavit, everybody. This is not just some tweet. This is a sworn affidavit. So this is enough reason for an audit.
Right. And this person has testified and will be a witness to this criminal behavior.
That's right.
Certified. This person is saying, I will put under oath, I swear by this statement in Pennsylvania that this is happening in the Postal Service.
So some people are saying, what exactly, how do we actually get an audit done? Remember, the states are sovereign in this country.
Right.
The states created the federal government. The federal government didn't create the states. And I believe that this is necessary for our nation to be united. If Joe Biden tries to get rammed through down our throats without any of these questions being answered, you're going to have 70 million unbelievably upset people, and that's not going to end well.
Right.
It's not good for the country.
It's not good for the country, but I think these people don't care. One thing,
they don't.
Another thing that my father said, and I think he's been slightly deceived by the media, is he's saying, well, I just won't change. My dad agrees with everything that Trump has done. I mean, all the things that Trump has done as far as his policies. He didn't like the way he handled COVID with the scientists and all this stuff, having disagreements and them not being on the same page, which in some cases I agree with him. But at the end of the day, my dad is looking at it and saying, Joe Biden wants peace and we want some type of normalcy in our country. Joe Biden is not going to give us that. He's not going to provide that to us. People were upset when President Trump won. Half of the country was upset because they felt like he didn't have the right direction for the country. Some of them, probably most of them, are brainwashed. But then when Joe Biden wins, do you think conservatives are going to be okay with that? You see the things that he's pushing, a mask mandate. I guarantee you he's going to try to push a mandate for the vaccine. He's going to try to mandate vaccines. Now, I don't know that to be true, but based on what he's saying, he's going to try to make us do these things.
By the way, I'm not taking any mandate.
I have the Second Amendment, and I'm not taking a mask mandate, period. I think that should be very clear.
And so just so you guys understand, on the back of this paper, I randomly wrote 7 numbers. I don't know if you guys can see it through the light as I did it. Why did I randomly write 7 numbers? The chances of what's happened here is anywhere between 1 and 2 billion, meaning like 1 in 2 billion times what could happen here, where it violates the mathematical laws. If anyone could even 1 through 30 guess correctly the first 2 numbers here, then you would defy the odds there. freedom@charliekirk.com. The point is this. We have tens of thousands of people watching right now. Mm-hmm. Tens of thousands of people watching. There is no way that even out of all the tens of thousands of people watching, if you guys guessed all night, you would not be able to guess the order and the numbers of the 7 numbers I have here, 1 to 30. You wouldn't be able to do it. If you guys just guessed all night, you wouldn't be able to do it. Then how on earth are we supposed to explain this? It's not good for the country.
Right.
full audit, state legislators revote. And here's the other thing, everybody. For the future of the Republican Party, any Republican that does not speak out for an audit in the next 24 hours, boom, you're done.
Done. We don't support you. And I'll say this. It is time in our country for people to stand up for something. Donald Trump has already put himself out there. Big billionaire, businessman. He could be sitting on a yacht somewhere or playing golf on a yacht. That's how much money he had, and that's how much chilling he could be doing. But instead, he comes out, he fights for us all. And I feel like we owe President Trump for us to stand up for him and fight for him and protect this election. Mm-hmm. We owe it to him. We owe it to him and his family. He put his life on the line, his reputation on the line, his business dealings, even his family, to protect the American people and make this country great. And the Republicans, the rhinos, I call some of them, that come out and they're quiet. They maybe won their election, but they're quiet on President Trump. Some of these people that claim they're conservatives, they're quiet on President Trump. They're conceding to a fraudulent election, in my personal opinion, allegedly. We should know them and mark them. Because, and I'm not saying we're going to do nothing crazy to them, but you know where you stand. Look at the news media organizations. The ones who come out and they call Arizona without unequivocal evidence that Joe Biden won. They call an election that's controversial. We know who they are. We need to stand by people like Charlie Kirk and I and others who stand up for truth, who stand up for what's right. We post stuff on TatumReport.com. We post it all the time. That you can trust it.
It's a great website.
We're not going to get on there, and we're not going to kowtow. Nobody's going to pay us a check and get us to be fake and turn our backs on President Trump. It's not going to happen. And well, Charlie Kirk, they do the same thing.
And, you know, now all of a sudden, look, Google has a fact check underneath our live stream that says the AP has called the presidential race for Joe Biden. See more on Google. Do you guys need more evidence? It's on your feed, not mine, actually. So you need more evidence that big tech has got to stop interfering in these elections, and why you guys got to support TatumReport.com, right, and all these other places, and CharlieKirk.com/support. Because look, there's not many fighters out there right now. Right. There's Candace. There's you. There's what we're doing here. There's a couple others. I just can't think of them. I do want to make sure I do say thank People's Pundit. He's the rocket scientist who's actually been doing a lot of this work. Yeah. He's been awesome on Twitter. Awesome. I don't know if you've seen him or not.
Yeah.
He's
been amazing.
People's Pundit. He has bigdatapoll.com. He's awesome.
And make sure y'all hit the like button if you're on the YouTube channel. Hit the like button if you like the content.
And that subscriber bell right now. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. Hey, Austin, can you come give us an Arizona update if you're willing to stand? Is that okay, Terrell? Is that all right? Austin? Yeah, there's a chair here. It might be a little bit too much movement here. So let's we're going to go through all of this again for some of the new viewers. Austin, how are we doing?
We're surviving.
Austin is one of our Arizona experts. We have we're just going to kind of go through the numbers here in Arizona. Perfect. And see what happens, right? So we'll see if you'll be able to get that up. So, Austin, what's going on in Arizona?
All right, so we just had a pretty big drop. Happy to be here, Brandon. Good to see you. It's been a while.
What's up, man?
So about remaining 90,000 ballots in the state of Arizona. We had a big drop earlier today. The last Maricopa County drop, Joe Biden took about 3,700 of those votes. President Trump took 2,999 votes. That's 55-44. Not ideal. But as we've talked about all week long, the president has performed exceptionally well in rural Arizona, Pinal County, Pima mm-hmm. County, Yavapai County, Mojave County. The last drop that came out of Pinal County, which was 13,571 votes, Apache County, 3,300 votes, which is not ideal for the president. That wasn't going to swing his way anyway. Biden received 4,491 votes of those two counties, where President Trump received 8,567 votes. So that's 33-64. Biden leads President Trump to just about 16,952 votes here in the state of Arizona. That leaves 90,000 votes pretty much left over in the entire state. There's a possibility he catches up. It's very tough. That's a big hill to climb.
Now, what was Tyler talking about, the voting centers?
So the voting centers here in the state of Arizona. So when people go to vote in Arizona, we always encourage you, even Democrats pretty much encourage you, maybe not so much lately, is to vote in your precinct, because it's easier to count your vote that way. It's easier to get that information as fast as possible. That way we're not doing an election week rather than an election day,
which we're doing right now.
We may be in an election month now with all these other states. So here in the state of Arizona, which you've found out, Charlie, with Maricopa County, we're dropping in pounds of 70,000, 70,000, 70,000, 70,000. Right now, we're back down to the final 90,000. When it comes to those actual voting places, talking about, you know, the ones that have been open, were they in Democrat precincts? You know, they shrunk down incredibly in Maricopa County and pretty much the state of Arizona, which were voting locations. Can they blame it on the China virus? Are they going to blame it on trying to social distancing, saying that, you know, we're only going to open up so many in this precinct? I had to go through it, you know, with Turning Point Action. We were tracking these voting locations to know exactly where we needed to send our people and where people that we wanted to get out, turn out to vote. And, they were dramatically decreased in the state of Arizona, specifically Maricopa County. And they were prepping for that. You know, I hate to say it, but I think the president is going to fall a little short here in the state of Arizona, Maricopa County.
As of right now, without potential other legal action taken.
Yeah, without potential legal action, that's what's going to happen. And so what's left is 42,000 regular ballots to be counted, 48,000 provisional ballots. Provisional ballots are going to skew more to Joe Biden. People that, if you don't know what a provisional ballot is, a provisional ballot is where you are registered to vote. But let's say you live in Phoenix and you actually have to, and you work in Scottsdale. So you want to actually vote closer to work. You go to Scottsdale. You prove that you're a registered voter. You prove that you are a resident of the state of Arizona or Texas or California, whichever it may be. And, they give you a ballot there. That ballot costs or takes a little bit longer to count, specifically because that's got to go travel all the way to the county office. It's not going to be counted right there on the way. It's going to actually be tallied later that you are a provisional ballot voter. So those ones always take a little bit longer.
So really quick, if Trump gets 59%, he wins. It's going to be very tough, right? However, when they're counting these ballots in Maricopa County, are they feeding them into the system or are they doing it by hand?
So right now they're feeding them into the system.
So
that's
maybe
why
a hand recount could.
A hand recount is exactly what's
going to be
needed.
Do you guys use Dominion here in Arizona?
We do use Dominion. Maricopa County has Dominion.
Maricopa has Dominion. Which is Clinton Foundation.
Yep.
And by the way, what if Dominion was off here like it was in Michigan?
It's very likely. It could be.
So I want to correct one thing I said earlier. A recount does no good if you use the same machinery you did last time. A hand recount does do some good because that would fix the machine errors.
Correct.
Is that right?
That's right.
The question is who's actually going to be doing the recount? Right. Who are those people going to be? And can we have poll watchers looking at them?
So it's funny that you speak of that, Charlie. We've been talking about the recorder's race all week long because that race is up for grabs right now. The Republican, Stephen Richer, has overtaken Adrian Fontes in this race. So he's going to have to call the Arizona race and his own race. So it's probably best for him to recuse himself or the county board of supervisors to step in, because if it does come down to a hang recount, which Andy Biggs, Paul Gosar have been pushing for. Tyler Boyer, our national committeeman, COO of Turning Point Action and Turning Point USA, has been pushing for, because it may come down to that. We're still not all the way out of the woods here in the state of Arizona, but it's very possible that it comes down to a hand recount. Because
if you use Dominion, I don't trust any of these results.
No way.
Right, no. I mean, we have clear evidence that they have some faulty things going on. And it's funny because it seemed like it's only flipping towards Biden. You know, it seemed like the glitches are supporting Biden. And then when they figure him out, there was a few races that were won after they figured out that there were glitches in the system.
In Michigan.
And it rolled back to one of the Republicans actually winning, and he thought he had lost. So I want to see what's going on here in Arizona. We need to look into that.
Right.
Well, I think that we need a full audit in Arizona, and we need a hand recount. You guys have heard me talk about Good Ranchers before. They do such a great job. Good Ranchers began with the standard of bringing 100% American-born, raised, and harvested meat to families across America. This vision was instilled into them from their grandparents that owned community grocery stores and believed in trust, charity, and family values. GoodRanchers.com partners directly with only American ranches from across the United States to bring the highest quality meat right to your door. GoodRanchers.com. Get 100% American-raised beef straight to your door. Beef the way it used to be. Get America's best grass-fed grain right now. Finished beef delivered straight to your door. It's GoodRanchers.com. Make sure you tell them that our show sent you. Use the promo code CHARLIE to save $20 off your purchase. For the price of a family going out to dinner, you can fill your freezer with quality meats at GoodRanchers.com. Don't waste your money on cheap cuts and overseas beef buying from the other guys. Get the American beef cuts your family deserves with Good Ranchers. Buy today at GoodRanchers.com. Get 100% American-born, raised, and harvested beef and chicken delivered straight to your door. Visit GoodRanchers.com to find the perfect package for your your family. Get the good stuff with Good Ranchers, T-bones, ribeyes, fillets, and more. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Charlie. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Charlie. I want to play Louis Gohmert's clip here. You won't be able to hear it, Austin. But I want you to hear now Louis Gohmert talking about Dominion. Things are getting real. Play tape.
They knew he didn't have to get out and campaign and work like President Trump because the fix was in between ES&S and Dominion and some of the plans that were in place or the equipment that they had installed and the software and how it was set up. But I can tell you, unless the fraud is exposed, and that's what's being worked on, then the president will not be able to win. Apparently, the model they were the people behind this were planning on was that Trump, at best, might be able to get as many votes as Obama did in his best election, and so when it was moving toward pronouncing Trump as the winner and president reelect, he had blown by Obama's numbers. They weren't ready for that. So they had to figure out how do you come up with enough votes? We're about to lose this thing. So you suspend counting and you go back and work again. But
I mean, Brian, I'll let you start with that.
No, it's just so frustrating, man. I just feel like we got to stop being behind the curb. You know, it's kind of like we react to the things that these people are doing. We need to be proactive because we knew they were going to do this, man. We knew that they were going to use the COVID-19 to get unsolicited ballots out there. Who knows? God knows what they were going to be able to do with those ballots, whether they taking them from nursing homes, whether they coercing people into voting certain ways. Some states, I think it was Pennsylvania, that they don't even have to certify the signature. It is going to court. But I feel like we're playing behind the curve. We need to be ahead of this thing. We need to be proactive. Arizona, if Biden won Arizona fair and square, which after we do an audit and a recount
and hand recount
and figure out if that machine is messing up, if he actually won Arizona, we got a big problem here. As the GOP has a big problem here because Martha McSally lost against Kyrsten Sinema. Then she turned around and now she's potentially lost against Mark Kelly. There is no way, and this really angers me. There is no way that Arizona is going to go blue. There is no way. We have the constitutional right to carry here. This is a beautiful state. We're not letting these lunatics take over our state. And if we have fair and square, then we have a problem. And that means people in leadership positions need to take a look in the mirror because there's no way that that's going to happen to us, but it don't happen to Utah. Mm-hmm. There's no way that's going to happen to us, but Texas is still running strong. And I don't want to hear that the left is coming from California and they coming to Arizona and they're changing it. They didn't change a lick in Texas. No,
you're right, because we didn't lose the state legislature in Arizona. It's keeping Republican. We're keeping the corporation commission. We kept all these counties
and
the recorder.
We're flipping
and
the recorder's
Adrian
office.
Is going to lose.
We're keeping the attorney's office. We didn't get the sheriff's
office.
Biden and Kelly? But yeah,
weird.
It makes absolutely no sense. So there's a big part to this is that we do have players here in the state of Arizona and that were used to be part of the Arizona Republican Party, part of the old McCain and Flake coalition that have done everything in their power to stop Donald Trump and grassroots uprisings here in the state of Arizona to save the entire state. There are plenty of Republicans who probably voted that were from that Flake McCain little group swampy area that voted Republican down ballot. But they voted for Joe Biden because they hate Donald Trump more than they love America. So they're willing to sacrifice the country and lose Arizona because they don't like Donald Trump.
I want to read something from you. Email us your instances that you're seeing of fraud, your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com, and any questions you might have for Brandon. And Brandon is TatumReport.com and TheOfficerTatumStore.com.
Yes, sir.
And if you want to support us, it's CharlieKirk.com/support. Okay, wait till you hear this email. It confirms my theory. I'm going to keep the name anonymous. Hi, Charlie. My sister has been in the hospital for weeks now and has alcoholic dementia. She's not of sound mind at all. We live in Oregon, which is vote by mail. Somehow she was sent 3 ballots. One sent to our parents, one sent to a past address, and another is in Astoria, Oregon, by me. They received her voted on ballot on October 28th, but she was in the hospital and she did not fill out anything. She could not have filled it out and sent it in. Literally impossible. She is a registered Democrat. What do we do with this information? Well, sending it to us is very important. We're going to pass this along to the Oregon Attorney General. He'll likely do nothing. But I'm going to send this to the FBI. If it was a federal election, right? I'm right now going to send this to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And she says, I have two email addresses and emailed you from both. Freedom@charliekirk.com. And she attached a screenshot of this woman. We'll pray for your sister. But it just so happens that this actually might have been a signed, sealed, and delivered perfect case of voter fraud because she was literally in the hospital.
Right.
And it says right here, your ballot was received on October 28th, 2020, while she was in the hospital.
Right. And so they have a witness to testify of the
Where
fact
are
that
you,
she
FBI?
Didn't put that in. Yeah, I'm just wondering what, I'm just going to be honest, man. I'm sick of where Republicans are in this country.
I completely agree.
How in the world is Hillary Clinton not in prison? I just don't understand. She was able to just do the worst crimes that you can think of and retain her security clearance and then run for president. Joe Biden is in the same boat.
Well,
his son
you're right.
is smoking crack and doing all this other stuff. And nothing
came up
happens.
On the stage last night.
Yeah, the money
no remorse
came up.
Nobody say nothing. They just get away with everything. Everybody that's around Trump gets indicted. Even if they're lying, even if they're fabricating, they spied on his campaign. Not one person goes to jail and do nothing. And we sit around and we got Mitt Romney on TV saying this is a fair election. We sit around on our hands and do nothing. It makes me so angry because they're cheating and winning. And we're sitting back saying, well, I don't know.
So here's the important thing, Brandon, what you're talking about is brilliant. What if we would have prosecuted Hillary and Strzok and Page and Brennan? Do you think they would have cheated this election?
Right. No.
Think about it. When heads start to roll, and I'll metaphorically, okay, media matters, and people start going to prison, they might say like, oh, yo, if we cheat, like we might end up in prison like Hillary and Strzok and Page and Brennan and Clapper.
Right.
But you know what they think? They're like, Republicans never come after us. Republicans never come after us. And that's why Hunter Biden walks free. That is why Joe Biden walks free. By the way, we call this ballot laundering. Hunter Biden knows something about money laundering. He's under FBI investigation for money laundering. So, Brandon, can you answer this for me? Remember Bubba Wallace?
Mm-hmm. The fabricator that said that he had a noose in his
garage. So how many FBI agents do we send to investigate that?
Oh, they sent, I don't know how many they sent.
15, 20.
Like that. What's his name the same way? Remember he got beat up by some white guys in MAGA hats in Chicago and -20
Smollett.
They sent 30-something investigators
That's
there.
Right. So where are those investigators that go investigate the – because Bubba Wallace is like, oh, they're all racist, all these sorts of things. Ends up being a hoax.
Right. Pay no penalty. I don't know what
and yet they don't investigate this woman right here. She says her sister has alcoholic dementia and she voted. And she didn't, obviously.
How many people are – like I'm wondering how many people are involved in this? Why do we have no victories here? We had the House, the Senate, and the White House.
All we have is Trump.
Thanks, and Paul we Ryan. Didn't do nothing.
Thanks, Paul Ryan.
We did nothing.
That's right. And yet now these Republicans, what are they doing? They're either eulogizing Trump or they're all of a sudden being like, oh, time to step down, President Trump.
They want
to
go back. They're running for the hills.
They want to go back to gun confiscating, open borders, abortion, Planned Parenthood pandering. Globalist pro-China trade. Trump is all we have, everybody.
Yep,
people say, are you going to go give up? No, I'm not going to go give up. Are you kidding me? We are going to fight to our dying breath for this president.
I'm predicting that in 2022, you thought the Tea Party way was big? Just wait.
Wait till you see
just
the MAGA movement that says
it's gonna be
MAGA to
nasty.
Infinity.
Because think about this. You see the Tea Party, but look at the turnout for President Trump in this election.
Yes! 70 million people.
Look at
the
turnout.
Do you think any of this ballot fraud went for Trump? No. He legitimately got 70 million votes.
Right. And think about this. Think about this for a minute. I think that a lot of the Biden vote was fabricated. So the energy and the effort behind what Biden is really doing is fabricated. Trump is real grassroots vote down ballot people who came out. He swung some of the minority vote, and he's going to keep swinging it. And I'll tell you this, and I'm not saying that Joe Biden won. I mean, we're going to figure it out at the end of the day. God is in control, in my personal opinion.
Amen.
So whatever God wants
God
to do is
God will not
happen.
Honor their deceit.
Exactly.
Right. He will not honor
What's
their
done
country.
In the dark comes to the light.
But think about this, and I said this a long time ago. I said Donald Trump will not swing the black vote as much as the black vote is going to swing because people just hate him because he's Donald Trump. Even all the great things that he's done, But he's like the battering ram on a SWAT team. When I was on the SWAT team, we had the guy on the ram. He's banging the door. Boom. You got shards of wood flying everywhere. Everything is chaotic. You're throwing in flashbangs in there. Things are blowing up. People are crying. They're peeing on themselves. All of the stuff is going on. Then the SWAT team comes in, and everybody comes in and flows like water very peacefully. Donald Trump is the battering ram. Everything is chaotic. People are, we're finding out who's fraudulent. We're finding out who's fake. And then after Donald Trump is smoothness. People are going to be able to come in and everybody's going to wake up in a broader way than they did before. We saw him get, unprecedented turnouts. And then now we're going to see that if Mr. Sleepy Joe, who he's not going to be president long, I don't want anybody to lie to themselves and think that he's going to be president. Whether the 25th Amendment, Remember, Nancy Pelosi was talking about that? That wasn't about Trump because they already knew they rigged it.
That's right.
They were trying to introduce this about Joe Biden.
Well, and no, you're right. And to be very clear, though, this was not their ideal circumstance. They wanted Biden to have a landslide.
Right.
They wanted Biden to have what their polling was reflecting so they could win Senate seats. This was Plan C. Plan C was like, yo, so if I was – I believe the Biden campaign, the Sunday before the election, started to see their internal polling collapse.
Right.
And I think the Biden campaign sent out a distress signal, and Tony Podesta and Valerie Jarrett and all these people, Brennan Clapper, they said, okay, here's what we did wrong in 16. We didn't shut down the voting centers. You shut down the counting centers, and you know what was so creepy? I was watching all the cable networks, and it was 10, it was 11, it was midnight. I said, why have they called Florida yet for Trump?
Right.
And I was like, they want to turn this to an all-week deal.
Right. Yeah.
And I said, the fix is in. Because they saw very clearly this was going to be an all-week deal. Whereas every other election in our lifetime, Brandon, we have an election and we have a winner.
Exactly. Same. I mean, we had a lot of people turn out.
Yeah.
Last election. There was no problems. Nobody stopped counting. And it was weird. There was irregularities. Donald Trump flipped some blue states. Mm-hmm. So I could tell that there was some things going on there that people may have been shocked by, but they didn't stop voting. Mm-hmm. They didn't shut down an election. They didn't find ballots in the corner somewhere for Donald Trump or even Hillary Clinton. None of this happened in 2016. It was a fair election. I say the same thing about Barack Obama. People didn't like the fact that he got elected. Republicans at the time hated the fact he got elected. It was a fair election. He won. He was better. He was better than Mitt Romney.
That's right.
In 2012, he was better than Mitt Romney. That's, I mean, in my personal opinion, even as a person looking on, I thought he performed better.
Yeah.
Even, you know, because the most of the voters are, you know, they're not paying attention to stuff. If a person sounds better and they look better,
no, Obama was way more charismatic. Yeah. He was way
people better. People stand in line to vote for Donald Trump and Barack Obama. They're not standing in line in mass droves to vote for Joe Biden.
Happened.
And they're not standing in, and they didn't stand in line to vote for Mitt Romney and John McCain.
No. As we're going throughout this evening, we are going through so much different things. We have our board here, Arizona Update. Yep. I just want us, for all of our new viewers, TatumReport.com.
TatumReport.com. It's on the hat. I got my hat looking like the Trump hat. TatumReport.com is where you get 100% of your real news, 100% free to you. If y'all feel like God has blessed you enough, please donate to us. Help us keep the website going and keep us pushing motion for accurate, factual news. We're not going to flake on you. We're not going to turn our backs on you. We're going to keep it real 100%.
Brandon does amazing work. And for our live stream that we are going to do every single night this week, I might have to travel one of the nights, so we might have a fill-in. It's charliekirk.com/support. That supports our podcast that we do 2 podcasts a day. And if you guys want to just help us with our podcast, you take out your phone, you get out that podcast app, you type in Charlie Kirk Show, hit subscribe. Email us your subscription, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you do that, we'll pick 10 winners that win a signed copy of my book, The MAGA Doctrine. Marcelo Villaruz and his wife, Gina, claimed to be U.S. citizens when they voted in the 2016 presidential election. Marcelo was charged with 2 felony counts of perjury, but as a part of a plea agreement, pleaded guilty to misdemeanor. He voted as an illegal alien. How many illegals do you think voted in this election?
Millions.
With ballots coming all over the place.
Millions.
So in California, now you don't have to go into a voting place. It takes no ID. You could register to vote if someone comes to your door. How many illegals do you think are voting in this election?
Every illegal in our country is probably voting in this election. And this is the thing I don't understand. Why don't we do something about this federally?
Yep.
You can't, like, I know that the states are sovereign. We got independent states, right?
No, the DOJ has jurisdiction in a federal election.
They do in a federal election.
That's right.
How come in a federal election, it's invaluable to try to focus on this in state elections, but in the federal elections that we have, it's no way on God's green earth that we should say we're not accepting them as legal votes if you cannot assure that it's not complete voter fraud and that illegal aliens are not voting in an election. Mm-hmm. You got to show an ID. How in the world? You can't even get a job in the federal government without having an identification.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So how in the world are we going to conduct a federal election where all the people who are running the federal election have to have an ID, but you don't have to have an ID to vote for it? I don't understand. If you go to buy some alcohol right now, you got to have an ID. You get on an airplane, you have to have an ID.
You open a bank account, you
buy a firearm, which is a constitutional
right.
You have to have an ID. So why is voting exempt? Because they want to cheat. They're going to get all these illegals with open borders and they're going to say, come to us. We're going to give you everything for free. Here's how you vote to keep your free stuff going and to keep you from getting deported.
That's exactly right.
And they go Biden, and they don't know how to read anybody else's name down ballot. They just know Joe Biden. And so they fill out Joe Biden and they get all these votes, none down ballot. Republicans win all of the down ballot. And then they get Joe Biden into office and they say free, 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 free. This dude is dangerous to our country. Joe Biden is actually dangerous. Everything that they say that Trump is what they're projecting. They say Trump is dangerous. It's really Joe Biden that's dangerous.
Yvette Yust, a resident of Waukegan, Illinois, claimed to be a citizen in order to vote in the 2016 election. She was charged with two felony counts of perjury, but as a part of a plea agreement. Calvin Bordens Jr., along with his son, daughter, and his son's girlfriend, registered to vote using a vacant lot on Jefferson Street in Brooklyn, Illinois. None of them lived in the city. So hold on. This is a very interesting one. This is how awful we are at investigations. Think about this for a second. So this is the type of interdimensional analysis that never happens in the media. This guy, his son, his daughter, and his son's girlfriend all registered to vote using a vacant lot. Did anyone else? Why?
That's not a residency.
No, hold on a second. No, of course. But why would someone do that? Because they're probably paid and told to do that. That's
right.
Why. The real question is, why didn't you put this guy in a room, not physically, but break him and have him say, who's paying you?
Right. It's the same thing that I said. It's the same thing I said in Arizona. I told you, I witnessed somebody conduct voter fraud. They lived here. They had an ID here, but they don't live here anymore.
Yeah.
They probably used that ID
same
that
ID.
Expires in 2055.
Yeah.
And they come here and they vote here with That's the same exactly address right, yeah. that they had on the ID. But I know people are not smart enough to know that they can get away with it. Who's emailing them?
Someone
what list
this.
Are they on?
This is a very interesting one. Again, where the DOJ probably just went through the motions. Think about this. Calvin Bordens Jr., his son, daughter, and son's girlfriend, that's four people, went out of their way to all register to vote on a vacant lot. Who would do something like that?
Right.
They did it because someone was telling them to go do that.
And they didn't live in the city, right?
No.
It says they didn't live in the city. So how do they know which vacant lot to pick?
Bingo.
Therefore, people have vacant lots available.
That's exactly
on a list.
Right.
So where you they, pick where your they, vacant lot. We yeah. get your vote.
That's exactly right.
So who's organizing to grab that information?
Is this a real criminal, by the way?
Is this a subdivision that's being built?
I would imagine the statute of limitations on voter fraud is more than a decade. It's 2 years ago. Hey, DOJ, I could do your job for you. Go find Calvin Bordens Jr. Sit him down and say, okay, tell me the truth. Who's doing this? By the way, this is not that hard to do.
Right.
You could go find this guy right now. By the way, we should probably send Benny to go find him.
Right.
Benny.
He'll do a better job. And then you can flip these people. All you got to do, and they do it with Trump people.
You're a police officer.
They say, look, you know, you're going to go, you're going to do a whole bunch of time. And everybody in your family is going to do some time. Do you want to not do time? You snitch and you won't do no time. And nobody in your family will do time. We used to do this on the police department. People used to, we caught this guy, and it's an interesting story. We caught a guy, young guy. He fell asleep on heroin in his car in a parking lot in an apartment complex with vials of cocaine in his hand. He had a handful of cocaine. This will put you away for the rest of your life. He gets out and he snitches. He goes in. He say, because these vials don't come from Arizona. So we say, look, you've gotten this from some other state. He snitched on everybody. Where did he go? He walked right out of the front of the police station. That's how you get out. Same thing with these people. You're going to do 6 years in prison, hard time in federal
That's
prison.
Exactly right.
You're not going to, you're going to do fair time. That means you're not going to get any parole. You're not getting none of that. And you know what they do to you in prison? They take advantage of you. So if you won't want to get taken advantage of, and you a little dude, so you a little dude, and Big Willie is going to take advantage of you. So you might not want to go down that path.
I'm going to send you to Calvin Borders' home.
I'll do the interrogation. We'll put him in a room. No, I'm just kidding. That would probably be illegal. But I can do interrogation. I'll tell him what it is. You don't want that. You don't want that pressure. So you probably want to snitch on everybody. They snitch. We investigate. We arrest people for fraud. And then there it go. And then we find out the bigger scheme. This was planned. What message board are these people on?
That's exactly right. Yeah.
What do they do? How did seven
organizers? Where let's, go back organizers to the, let's go back
to the
screen. From?
Austin, you might have to dodge a little bit here. Then we want to get an Arizona update. Terrell, can you flip here, please? Switch. Okay. Austin, move just a little bit. So how is there a 1,776% increase in voter registration in Pennsylvania? How is it that 4,250 ballots went missing in Republican areas in Pennsylvania and North Carolina? Trump loses all the bellwether counties. Who's planning all this? Who's the message board? Go back to the front. Someone's planning all this stuff.
They're planning it. Who would think to say 90 plus people? People are 90. Why 90 plus? How is that? Why did they pick 90 plus? I don't know. I don't know. Why did they pick that age of people, that demographic of people to try to get them to register to vote? Are these people not already registered? If you are 90 years old, you never registered? In your whole life?
Yeah, and all of a sudden you're like, you know what? Now during a pandemic, I want to go register to vote.
I got 3 years left, yeah. And now I'm going to vote. And now I'm going to go register to vote for Joe Biden.
That's right. That's right.
It's crazy to me. I don't understand how people vote for Joe Biden. Like, I'm talking about Christians.
Yeah.
I'm talking about people who love this country, who claim to be patriots. If you're in the military, if you're a police officer, how do you vote for Joe Biden?
Joe Biden last night on his Twitter, quoting scripture about there's a time for this and a season in your life. I'm like, I'm sorry. I have a hard time taking the word of the party that said it's okay to kill babies. They're quoting scripture. Are you kidding me? They're saying it's okay to take money. That's going to say, okay, you know what? You're a Christian and you're not voting for Donald Trump, or you're voting for Joe Biden, and saying that, you know what? It's okay with us because Republicans that are Christians, they're against welfare. No. What I'm against is saying that it's okay for you to take money from me and give it to the government to give somebody. Right. The church is better at helping people. Nonprofits are better at helping people. So you get somebody like Joe Biden in there and say, you know what? It's okay, because you know what? Joe Biden, he's okay with accepting these lifestyles. It's okay with murdering babies. But as long as you feel okay inside, no. That's not what the word says. That's exactly what the demons and the left want you to think.
Well, let me tell you this. This, we know what this speaks to? Christians.
That's right.
How on planet Earth have Christians become so weak and feckless? Christians won't stand up for nothing. Jesus Christ is a suggestion at this point. It's like a speed limit. It's a suggestion. Nobody follows it. Jesus Christ is not being followed by any of these people that are coming out and protesting and doing all these things, and they don't really have a backbone to stand on. Jesus, they're not gonna pick up a Bible and say, I'm gonna stand on these principles. Why? Because Christians are so weak, they're afraid of what people think of them. Oh, I want to be accepted by everybody. The Bible says that people are gonna come out against you. Jesus was, they came out against him. They murdered him for no reason. Put him on a cross, beat him for no reason. And Christians today think that you're supposed to get an easy pathway in life, and everybody's supposed to like you, and you're supposed to accept everything everybody
does.
That's
not how it works.
That's not how it works. And people want to say that this thing kills me, Charlie. People want to say, you can't judge. You can't judge. No, you cannot condemn. I was joking about Joe Biden. I can't say whether or not Joe Biden will go to heaven or hell. That's not my position in Romans. They speak about this. But you can't judge. You can't evaluate, because you shall know them by their fruits. So if you're sitting there telling me that you're voting for Joe Biden, they're pushing abortion after birth, late term abortion. Me and my wife,
Virginia.
Me and my wife are having a baby. We go to see the ultrasound. The baby's in there moving and spinning and doing karaoke and all kind of stuff. And you're telling me that that's okay to kill that baby because somehow your career is more important, and they're pushing that. That's not godly.
That's right.
And we voting for these fools.
Yeah, a lot of Christians, by the way, just so everyone's clear, Brandon, if Christians would have rose up and voted biblical values, we win Arizona, we win Georgia, we win Pennsylvania, we win Michigan and Wisconsin. You know how many Christians voted for Biden? Record amounts of young Christians.
They ain't not Christians because record amount of young, they're not Christians. They got this watered down gospel.
That's
they
right,
go
man.
To church, they feel
they
good.
The blood,
you can sin,
blood.
You can sin your way to heaven. All you got to do is say two words and somehow faith without works is dead. You got to put your faith in emotion or it's null and void.
That's right.
I don't want to hear these young Christians are getting pimped out. They get you in church. They wear skinny jeans and they tell you what you want to hear. And you're like, oh, we all cool. And they know that Sally Mae and Jonathan is living together and they not married and doing none of that stuff. And they don't care to say nothing to you. They don't care about the scripture. You don't even have to take a Bible to church. You can just have as much fun as you want because no matter what happens, the pastor said you're going to heaven. So you're going to heaven. They don't know what's going on in the country. Yep. They know nothing about patriotism. They know nothing about the sacrifices. They know nothing about taxes. It's robbery. Mm-hmm. They're stealing from us. This money don't belong to you. Stealing is a sin.
If they knew so much, don't get me started.
I'm going to have to take an offering in a minute.
Email us your questions, everybody. freedom@charliekirk.com. freedom@charliekirk.com. We are going through all these different instances of voter fraud, as it's very, very important. I just can go through everyone. I mean, we have 182 pages of voter fraud. Never again do I want to hear someone say, it's not documented that there's widespread voter fraud. These are just the ones that have been convicted in the last couple of years, everybody. In the last couple of years. It's absolutely
This is mind-blowing, man.
I'm telling you,
it's like you got at least 10 or 15 on a page.
And this is the type of research when you guys support us at charliekirk.com/support. That's where this helps. It really helps us dive deep into all this. Austin, you have an Arizona update for us?
I do. Okay, so there's 30 legislative districts in the state of Arizona. Your legislative district determines who represents you at the state legislature, in the state house, and in the state senate. Maricopa County alone, of the 30 that's in the state of Arizona, 20 of them are based in Maricopa County. So of the outstanding ballots that are left, 14 legislative districts in Maricopa County, in the state of Arizona, have 1,000 or more ballots left. When it comes to break down, the bigger ones that actually matter, where there's actually a big population within Maricopa County, Legislative District 12, that's more of the East Valley. That's Gilbert,
yep.
Queen Creek. There's almost 4,000 ballots still left to count there.
So we know it by LD now.
We do know it by LD, yeah.
That's new, right?
Yes, this is pretty new.
So is it conservative lean or is it not so good?
It's about 50-50, about half and half. So LD-12, which is much more conservative. That's Gilbert. That's Chandler. Part of Chandler, mainly Queen Creek.
So let me ask. Sorry, go ahead. Finish.
So we've got Legislative District 12, LD-17, where Turning Point Action, we did a lot of work. There's only about 1,700 ballots left to count there. LD-18, which is very close, to where our headquarters is, where the Charlie Kirk Show is based out of, about 1,400 still left there. LD-20, which became pretty much a swing district where it went 70% Republican, 30% Democrat, regarding on the state house races, with about 1,000 votes left there. And then LD-28 with 1,700 ballots there. So there's a big opportunity for Republicans and conservatives in the state of Arizona, because if this is actually going to be the bellwether state with all these other states on the East Coast that get counted first and it comes down to Arizona, up and down the ballot, Republicans pretty much won. If it's looking that the president's not going to win here after the legal battles, the state party here, you know, any other who's going to ever be our nominee in 2024 has to listen to the people on the ground in the state of Arizona. Because Tyler had always said to anybody that runs the state of Arizona,
go
campaign in Maricopa County. You're going to do a rally in Goodyear. You got to go to Mesa.
By the way, you know Arizona, right?
Yeah.
Trump went to Bullhead City.
Oh, yeah.
He went to Yuma.
And had crazy turnout.
Tucson and Prescott all across the state. He had amazing turnout, but he didn't do any rallies in the valley.
Yeah, he did the one.
He did right one in Goodyear.
And it wasn't until the summertime he had the White House event
with us,
Point Action, but that was in June.
He never went to Mesa, Gilbert, or Chandler.
No,
and Scottsdale. Yeah.
No,
because he assumed Mesa was good. I don't know what they were thinking, man. He should have been just hidden in the valley. Obviously, look at Maricopa County. That's what determines the election almost every time
state. The way Maricopa goes, the way the state goes.
Because it's everybody lives in Maricopa. Yeah. He needs to just go to Maricopa and go to Pima. Yep.
That's right.
Maricopa and Pima. If he performed well
in Pima, and he only went there one time. So if he had gone twice as many times to Maricopa County, he could have done a rally in Mesa or could have done one in Chandler. After he left Goodyear this last time, which we had said, just go to Chandler, go to Mesa, do one more rally.
Look, a lot of people talk about censorship on social media. I know I do. and the left wants to silence and remove any voices they don't agree with. Twitter and Facebook were supposed to be open platforms. I don't need their content moderators acting like the op-ed section of the failing New York Times. So instead of letting social media sites revoke your right to free speech, how about revoking their right to your data? Now you could just deactivate all your social media accounts, but that would just give the left just what they wanted. Instead, I use ExpressVPN. Ever wonder how free-to-access sites like Facebook make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then selling your available data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. And ExpressVPN couldn't be easier to set up. You just use one tap right there, and ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data, protect you from hackers and internet bad guys. It's finally time to say no to censorship and take back your online privacy. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. By visiting my special link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free. Again, that's ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Protect your data today.
Charlie, I got a question for you, man. Will you be old enough to run for president?
No, I'm not running for president.
In 2024?
No, I'm not old enough. No.
That should tell you. Look how brilliant he is. He's not even old enough to run for president in 2024.
No, not old enough. I'm 27, so I'll be 31.
Yeah. So
we're going to run you for governor of Arizona.
Hey, I might. I ain't going to lie. My wife back there shaking her head. I can see it in the spirit. I can see her spirit back there saying, no, you're not running. But if it comes down to it, I tell people that all the time. They say, Brandon, you know, you're going to run for office, run for office. I said, if it comes down to it, kind of like President Trump, if we need somebody to stand up and I'm the person to stand up for our state, or we're going to lose our state, then my God, I'll run, because we cannot let Arizona go. This is one of the few states that are conservative, that retain conservative values, yep, that we need to hold on to. You know, they got the Prop 207 passed and 208. Geez.
They legalized weed and they raised taxes.
Which is the dumbest thing on planet Earth. But I think that hopefully we can win it back. Hopefully we can win the hearts and minds of people here, and we can win this state back, and we can be red like we've been. I mean, I don't even think Texas have the open carry laws that we have.
No, they don't.
You don't even need a concealed carry permit to carry concealed in the state. Like, there's no other state. There's rarely states in the union that does this.
They're going to go after that real soon.
They're going after soon, but you know what? Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying.
How is it that an open carry state voted for Biden?
Yeah.
I know. Like,
well, that's the thing is, like, not enough Republicans turned out. Not enough Republicans turned out here in the state of Arizona.
Or they stole it.
But no, I think part of it is because the McCain flake machine here kept a lot of these people home. And they were like, you know what? We like the state of Arizona. But you know what? We're going to have Donald Trump get the heck out of the White House, because we hate him more than we like
You know, that's
America.
What I'm going to say, man. Every time I see one of these fools, I'm going to say, that's what you get. When Biden start raising taxes, I'm going to say, that's what you get. That's what you get. I don't want to hear you crying on here saying nothing. Because who did you vote for? Like, my daddy said these two things. He say, if you didn't vote, don't shut up. Don't say nothing about politics. Yeah. I don't want to hear you talk. But if you voted for Biden and you claim to be a conservative or Republican and they come down and do all these crazy lunatic things, I'm going to say, who did you vote for? Yeah. Get out of the way. I don't want to hear from you anymore because you hate this country.
Well, and just to give an idea of how elections have consequences, let me try to see this thing I was reading earlier. If Biden fraudulently gets through the process. Let me see if I can find this here, where he was talking about what he's going to do on day one. Remember I was reading this to you?
Yeah, dude. It's crazy.
Sick. Let me see if I can find this here.
I'm not surprised, man. I think they're going to get rid of him and they're going to have Kamala. He was just a shell. He was a shell to get the moderate vote.
Yeah.
And then they're going to throw this fool to the side because he already got one foot hanging in the grave. They're going to just push him on in. And they're going to have Kamala, who's the most radical leftist senator that there is, and they're going to have her be the president.
Here's what Biden will do if he gets inaugurated on day one. Terminate the ban against travel to the U.S. by individuals from Muslim-majority countries. Put us back in the World Health Organization immediately. Oh, my gosh. National mask mandate.
Which I'm not going to do.
Reverse Trump actions on Obamacare. Roll back Trump Medicaid work requirements. Reverse Trump actions on abortion, including reversing the Mexico City policy, restoring funding to Planned Parenthood and contraception coverage under the ACA. Why are they so worried about just terminating kids?
Because this is what they want to do. They can target you. Listen, they can target people like the minority community. They can target you, put Planned Parenthoods in there, and let you kill off your kids because they can keep promising you a better day, even though they're setting you up for failure. Because they do it every year in a minority community. Some minorities are waking up, so they're transitioning to illegals. They're going to put illegals in the same position. If they don't want your population to get to a certain point, they're going to push you to do all this negligent stuff that keeps your voting numbers to a certain percentage so they can control you.
He will end all wall funding immediately. He will reinstitute DACA. End family separation policies, which he instituted. Here's one for you.
Yeah.
I want you to hear about this one. If Biden, this is how important this fight is, everybody. If we lose this fight, rescind Trump's executive order and reinstitute critical race theory in all federal employment and contractors.
Let me tell you something.
And then I got another one after you.
No, what I'm going to tell you something. Like people, this is what I'm saying. All these police officers that work in this, walk out. If they get in critical race, we're not taking that. You guys are not going to teach us and lie to our kids. If they teach this crap in your school, take your kid out of school and say, look, my kid ain't going to the school no more. If everybody does it, who are they going to teach this critical race theory to? A bunch of idiots sitting in the corner somewhere?
Three
people bumping their heads together? I mean, like, we got to stand up and start doing something. The liberals would do this. When Donald Trump, they protest and they out in the streets and they doing this and we sitting there complaining. If they start implementing this crazy lunacy, then we need to protest peacefully.
Advanced targeted police reforms.
Oh, yeah.
Including a national use force standard, body cam requirements, training mental health services, bans on chokeholds, and no knock warrants.
Let me explain this to you. When they were in office in 2000, the 8 years that he was in office, when did they do any of this? Never. They never did any of this. Banning chokeholds. You don't have to ban chokeholds federally. All these Democratic states, have they banned chokeholds in their state? These sovereign states? No, they haven't. They don't care. Did you say no knocks?
Yeah, no knock.
Let me tell you how stupid these people are. And it just boils my blood. Why are they banning no knock warrants? Because of Breonna Taylor. They didn't even conduct a no knock warrant on Breonna Taylor's house. They did a knock warrant. They conducted a no knock warrant on Jamarcus Glover trap house and nobody died. Tell me why they're implementing no-knock warrants. If I was a police officer today, I would quit. I would retire. I would resign. Or I would lateral to a state that cared about police officers. Stop going to these calls. Stop. I would quit. You're not going to protect me. You're going to have us go out with our hands tied. Then I'm not showing up to that call. And if every officer do that, then what do they have left? If I was in these, I'm telling you, there's departments in Texas right now that will take you as a lateral. There's departments in Arizona that will take you as a lateral. Leave these Democratic run places. They're going to run you to the dirt and let them bring a social worker to a domestic violence call and let the social worker get killed. So then you have to come in and follow up and save the day.
Mm-hmm.
These people, we had that in Tucson. But you know what? We showed up first. We made sure it was safe, and then we'll bring somebody in after it was safe. You don't try to circumvent police action to put a social worker in. They are not equipped. They're not trained. They don't have bulletproof vests. They don't have equipment. They don't have guns. They don't have tasers. They don't have nothing. They're going to show up to a domestic call, which is one of the most violent calls, and they're going to be a victim. And let them be a victim, and then they're going to see that these people don't know what they're doing.
I don't know if I have Siri established on my phone. But this is supposed to work. Hey, Siri, how old is the president?
Kamala Harris was born 56 years ago on Tuesday.
You gotta be kidding me. Kamala Harris? They didn't even say Biden.
Let's try it again. In, folks. Hey, Siri, how old is the president?
Kamala Harris was born 56 years ago on Tuesday, October 20th, 1964.
And I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
That's Siri. That's not some pre-recording. That's Siri. You're saying it. I see it searching, and she said Kamala Harris.
I'll try one more time.
I swear to God.
Hey, Siri, how old is the president?
I don't think you pushed the button.
Hey, Siri, how old is the president?
Kamala Harris was born 56 years ago on Tuesday, October 20th, 1960.
And they're not even certified winners. They're not even certified. He hasn't even really hit 270. The delegates aren't even in.
No, it's not certified. Transition of power has not even happened yet.
That's and how Kamala these people Harris, are in for us.
And this is the thing. I need to make a video about this because I want people to see clear as the noonday sun.
Thanks,
so when it happened, you can't tell me the rig wasn't in. Kamala Harris, listen, the Freudian slip is what they call it. I think I'm saying the word right. She's on stage saying, I'm the next president of the United States of America. And then her people are introducing her as the president of the United States of America. And my daddy and them talking about Joe Biden. I told you they're going to throw him in the grave and they're going to have Kamala Harris running him up.
There's the meme of like Kamala Harris pushing him in a wheelchair.
Oh, yeah. Off, no, it's already done.
Like, thanks. We did it. Thanks, Joe.
Watch. Mark the word. People timestamp this. When Kamala Harris becomes the president, because I'm praying to God that that Trump prevails. But a part of me thinks that they got their fingers in this thing 4 years ago. We up here acting like we're just going for the midterm. They had the election 4 years ago that they already rigged. Kamala Harris has already been rigged as a president. She already been rigged. There was no way for them to pick that they should have picked her. She mm-hmm. sucked. She didn't make it to the final debate. Why is she the vice president? There's a whole bunch of black people that could have been her. Vice president. She's the most radical senator. She's the far left. They couldn't get Bernie in. They couldn't get Bernie in there. Mm-hmm. They had to have a shell game of the most moderate person, quote unquote, and they get that fool in and get all these brainless people to vote for him. And then they kick him off a cliff or yeah. put him in a nursing home and have Kamala out here doing the Green New Deal and all kinds of crazy stuff. This is what they plan on doing. Siri, I already told you.
Well, and the big tech companies, they want Kamala Harris. She's from the Bay Area. That's what the 25th Amendment was for, remember?
Yeah.
You said that earlier.
Yeah, yeah. They already know. Look, he can't talk. He can't do a one-on-one interview without a teleprompter. You know he can't think straight. He took him a week to prepare for a debate. And I swear, it looked like every time he did a debate, he was looking at something and his eyes were tracking. Now, I'm not saying that he has some teleprompter, but that's what it looked like. He talking. And when he starts getting cut up, he go right to the screen. The American people in Scranton, I was three.
65 years ago.
It's like, in Iowa. We're in Texas, Joe.
You can't go. You're not going to go overseas and negotiate anything. You don't even know where you're at. You got your wife holding your hand every 5 minutes. He walked on stage with a mask on, walked off, forgot he's supposed to put his mask on like a puppet. He can't think for himself. And it bothers me that America has let these crooked people do anything this substantial. They're going to take away our rights. They're going to try to. Now, they're not going to win. They're not going to win. Our forefathers already put it in place that when they start acting up, we can defend ourselves from tyranny. So they're not going to win, but they're going to try. They're going to try in Arizona. They already do it in these other places where they let black people kill each other in crazy rates. They letting them do that. They claim we have gun legislation. Well, how come you can't stop them from killing each other every day? That legislation don't work. They know it don't work. They never intended for it to work. They let them kill each other. They let them go to the abortion clinic because they don't care nothing about black people. They need them to stay down here so that they stay down here and they keep promising them stuff.
That's right.
We're going to make it better for you. The white supremacists. Man, when I grew up in the hood. Ain't no white supremacist in the hood. I ain't never seen white people. I ain't even see white people in the hood, except a few teachers and police officers that drive through. It wasn't no white people there. All of my friends that went to prison for shooting other black people and selling drugs to black people. It had nothing to do with white people. And they got black people out here thinking that the KKK is going to come down your street. I ain't never seen a Klans member come and sell crack in the community. If I saw Klans members selling crack and doing drive-bys, then I'd be like, you know what? They right. White supremacy is bad. It ain't happening. But they brainwashing us on television, on Netflix, to believe that the white man bad. You're making bad decisions in your life that has nothing to do with white people. Anyway, but I can go all night.
No,
I can go all night. Let me stop.
If Biden hammers himself in to the White House with Kamala, your voice is going to be even more important than it is now, Brandon.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to go till the wheels fall off. Wheels going to fall off. We're going to be riding on the brake pads. I will never quit fighting for this
Amen.
Country. I'll
that's
never
right.
quit.
That's right. Amen. And that's what we're doing here. It is TatumReport.com, TheOfficerTatumStore.com.
Yes, sir.
And then CharlieKirk.com/support. And email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Let's get a couple questions here. Let's do one. Oh, they just changed the Siri thing like that. They just changed it. As soon as we did it on here, they changed it.
Look, man.
Funny how that works.
Listen, let me tell you something. And I don't want to be weird with this. People ask me on my live stream and they asked me a question. They said, what do we do? Like, are we at war? And it's like, you already got punched in your face. This is not, y'all not in each other's face talking trash no more. This person punched you already. They already punched you in your jaw. Now your mouth is bleeding. At this point, if you can't tell we in a fight, then I don't know what you dealing with. You better fight back.
That's right.
This ain't the time to go tell the teacher. The bully has punched you. It's time for you to fight back.
And people say, well, how do I fight back? You demand a full audit and hand recount of Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan now. That's what you do. Full hand recount, full audit in Pennsylvania, Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Georgia. That's number one. Number two, you stay on top of all of this stuff. You keep tuning into our live streams.
Yeah.
You know all this information, everybody. Learning is a necessary part of taking back your country. It's very important. You got to know all these numbers, everybody. Terrell, can you switch, please? Really quick. You have to know that Trump did better in D.C., San Francisco, Chicago, 15 better points better in Miami, L.A., Boston the same, but 5 points worse in Detroit, 5 points worse in Dane County, Madison, 5 points worse in Atlanta. You have to know that there were 100% ballot drops for Biden, that there were 500,000 people that just voted for Biden, that Atlanta, Philadelphia, Detroit, and Milwaukee stopped voting. What is Dominion voting systems? At 1,776% increase in voter reg for 90-plus-year-olds in Pennsylvania. Learning and knowing is important. Posting it, sending it to friends, being hyperactive, everybody. You are the activist vessel to be able to win this thing and to expose this fraud.
And stop being afraid to say you support Trump. 70-some million people voted for Trump. It's time for you to come out the closet now. It's time for you to stand up and say, look, I voted for Trump. This is what it is. Stop being scared. Stop being afraid. The reason why they attack people because you go one by one. You got to come out as a mob. Everybody need to be on one accord. Tell your family members, tell your friends, your teachers that, look, I'm a conservative. And if you don't like it, screw you.
Yep.
Stop being scared. Being scared is why we get into a position where we're even questioning this election and whether or not President Trump is going to come through victorious.
So some people are saying, what about a revote? I think that is very unlikely, but I think we should call for a revote in the five states. I really do. I don't think it's going to happen. I'd love to see it happen, but that's probably very unlikely.
Yeah, I think you can mention it, you can petition it. And I'll tell you this, I said this from the beginning, like we should be whooping them so bad that it doesn't matter if they cheat, we should be winning. Mm-hmm. So we didn't win big enough. Even with them cheating, we should have won bigger. That's what they tell us in football. You in the game, you come down to the last kick and you go, oh, we lost the game because of kick. Mm-hmm. No, you didn't. No.
There was four or five other plays where it's inside of the game.
Four other Hail Marys that you dropped. Uh-huh. We should be winning by 45 points. Like so Ohio. If they cheat, we still win.
So like Ohio. And in Georgia, but it's on us because the Christians didn't vote. The pastors didn't give the sermons. And the little young, you know, millennial skinny jean wearing Christians that were like, oh, yeah, it's kind of cool to get abortions. They lost the
state. The last from like middle of October till actual election day, pretty much October to election day, that's the fourth quarter of this whole exact thing.
Right.
The third quarter, if you know football, is the most important quarter of football. What did we do in September and August? Did we get 5,000 doors knocked that weekend in that congressional district? Did we get as many people registered to vote as we can? If we didn't do that back then, when it comes down to the fourth quarter and we're scrambling, it's because we didn't do our job such a long time ago.
Right. So because of the Democrats' embracing of socialism, okay, Terrell, can you go to the other camera here? One of the most important numbers is this. Is that you see that Miami plus 15? Why did we do better in Miami?
The minority vote.
Yeah, it's also DeSantis didn't allow the cheating to happen, which is number one. But also, we legitimately did 15 points better because we campaigned there, we did work there, and we were able to get our message out. We got Amy Coney Barrett on the Supreme Court, very Catholic area, right? And the question is, how are we able to do 15 points better in Miami, but we lost 70% of single unmarried women under the age of 35. The reason for a lot of it is that, you know, did we do everything we possibly could? Did we get every Christian out there to go vote biblical values? And, you know, we should have won every state like Florida, because here's why. There wasn't enough votes for them to be able to cheat in Florida.
Right, right.
We won by 3 points in Florida. We won by 8 in Ohio. We won by 7 in Iowa. They could have had, Stacey Abrams could have come with ballots and wheelbarrows for days. And like, sorry, it's still not enough.
Okay, right.
Christians should be ashamed. I mean, if you know, if we look,
you know,
at
how many pastors didn't speak out against abortion.
Well, they didn't because they're soft.
When the church stays home, we lose every
time.
Soft. It doesn't matter if it's president or down ballot. When the church stays home, we lose every time.
Number one reason.
Well, then, and not only do they stay home, they get on Instagram, and I saw them.
That's right.
It is better to the focus on black lives than unborn. Quit being stupid, man. These people care about being black more than they care about being Christian.
Yeah.
And that is a problem. All these black pastors turn out as much vote as they could because they're turning out for Black Lives Matter. They didn't turn it out for Christian values. And if Jesus was walking on earth right now, he wouldn't be calling about Black Lives Matter. Everybody matters. It just makes me sick what these churches are doing. And the churches here and the church that we go to, the pastors is unashamed of saying we're going to vote values on Christian values. We're not going to kneel to the culture. And these other pastors are not bold enough to say that.
There's a story that's circulating that says there might be 132,000 ballots in Georgia likely ineligible. We don't know yet. That's still something that is still being looked into. Ryan Fournier tweeted that out.
Oh.
A lot of people are citing him. So we're taking a look at that. And I guess people say we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. So
we'll see.
I think there's still a lot more that could be unearthed. Email us your questions. freedom@charliekirk.com. freedom@charliekirk.com. TatumReport.com.
TatumReport.com and the Officer Tatum store. Get all the cool merch.
And please consider supporting all this research work that our team has been doing all weekend. CharlieKirk.com/support. CharlieKirk.com/support. And you have a YouTube channel that some people are watching right now.
Yeah. We got a whole bunch of people. Our YouTube channel is pretty big. We got 1.4 million people that follow us on a YouTube channel. So The Officer Tatum on YouTube, The Officer Tatum on YouTube. Go and subscribe if you're not already a subscriber.
So someone disagrees. They said, did we do everything? Yes. This election was not about conservatives didn't do because regardless, the Democratic strongholds had the ballots. I disagree with that, Craig, respectfully. They tried to cheat in Florida and they couldn't. Because we rose up in record numbers. Yeah. I'm just going to say, we did the Super Saturdays every weekend. Yeah. How many people over the age of 40 showed up?
I'm telling you, every Super Saturday, we did 10
Super Saturdays where we go knock on tens of thousands of doors, college kids. Adults weren't doing anything.
Yes. So we would
adults weren't making phone calls. They weren't knocking on doors. I went to these Republican dinners 4 days before the election, one in Palm Beach, and people were drunk. Yeah. They were just saying, we're going to win in a landslide. I'm like, we got an election in four days. No. What are you doing?
Right. So Students for Trump, Turning Point Action, we went to 8 different states, 10 different districts where we went to districts that matter for Republicans up and down the ballot, Arizona, Iowa, Georgia, Minnesota, Florida, North Carolina. We went everywhere that was supposed to would happen. We would have anywhere between 100 to 300 young people under the age of 30 show up and hit 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, 9,000 doors in a span of just a couple hours for the president where it mattered, which I think where it did, why the president I think did so well in rural Arizona
because
we knocked the crap out of doors rural Arizona. And we still turned out the vote in the East Valley, which I think we're going to be able to see in the coming days in here in Arizona. But everybody that talks about, the president had this thing in the bag. No, you fight this thing for the last available second to go and knock doors to get every single person out to vote. So I don't want to hear this whole thing like we didn't do everything that
we could.
We could always have done more.
I could have done more. I mean,
yeah, me too.
We could have done three more Super Saturdays.
Yeah, exactly.
If you wanted to.
Look, here's what we did at Turning Point Action, right? Gave 100 speeches post July 1st, 2 podcasts a day, 120 total podcasts. 2 hours of radio a day. We did $6 million worth of advocacy across the country with digital and ads. Right? We did 10 Super Saturdays, knocked on hundreds of thousands of doors, 350 Students for Trump chapters. I'm the first one to say, what if I could have spoke at another church? What if I could have done one more? I'm not exempting myself.
20 more doors.
We worked ourselves into the ground, but now I think, what if I could have dug deeper? And I think that we as conservatives, yes, we're going to expose all this stuff, but the long-term lesson is what? We as conservatives always say, take responsibility, right?
Right, 100%.
And like, did we really do everything? I'm telling you right now, we were going around the country and people over the age of 50 were like, it doesn't make that big of a difference. Here's a good question for you. Can you name all 5 school board members and what issues they're working for right now that are determining your kids' future? Can you tell me your state reps' names? Did you go knock on doors for your state rep?
Right.
Do you go down at least once a week to your local Republican Party office?
Right.
Do you buy them donuts? Do you know their names?
Give
them sandwiches? Do all those sorts of things. Maybe yes, maybe no. Here's the thing. If every person raised their intensity, it was like, we're not going to take it. We are at a culture war right now. I'm going to do more. Just voting is like the least. Voting is a filling in bubbles, everybody.
Yeah.
We're talking about the blood. We're talking about the sweat. We're talking about the tears. We're talking about the sleepless nights, the red eye flights that we've done. And that's kind of the one thing where I'm like, how did we win Florida? We won Florida because that state was worked. That state was demographically in the right direction. We did it. We need to work harder. And guess what? The Democrats also massively outspent us.
Right. And then we need to look
at it. And it's not over. And that's what I'm saying. I'm just.
Right. You know. But it shouldn't even be close. Like we just need to look in the mirror and say, we're not worried about so much of what they're, what are we doing?
Yeah.
How many people are we talking to? How many people? And I know it's a lot of stuff that I can improve on. I did a lot of stuff on social media. I made probably 90 videos a month. This last time we spent probably over $50,000 in ads, specifically in the state of Arizona. I made videos and spent the money.
That's right. Yep.
And we did a lot of things that I did through the social media. I spoke in a lot of different places, flew all around the country. We had a huge turnout in D.C., Blexit. We had 2,000 people show up in Blexit in D.C. Yep. We had protests. We've done stuff for 4 years. 4 years. But can we do more?
Yep.
The answer is yes. I could have knocked more doors. I could have made more phone calls here in this state. You know, I was more national, but we could have done more. Stop making excuses and complaining and start looking in the mirror and saying, doggone it, we need to do more. Winning wasn't enough for me. And I said this even when I was doing my live stream. To win against a brain dead candidate is not enough. Mm-hmm. We have to sweep. I don't care what happened in this election. We have to do better next time as well. Donald Trump will win. I think he will win. Donald Trump wins. We still have to do better.
Yep.
We can't take our foot off the gas and say, you know what, we won because we did all this work. No, we didn't. We need to do more work next time. We need to have the House and Senate, and we don't just need to have it. We need to win elections.
Every single
election, every 4 years should be a conservative, a Republican. Almost everybody on Supreme Court justice should be conservatives. And when they die, we put a conservative in there for the rest of their life.
That's right.
Then that means you've done something. That means you've done all you can do is if we win every single election for the rest of your life. Then you can say, I did enough. We did everything we could.
And here's the thing that did you know, and we publicize this every week on the Charlie Kirk Show, do you know you could have made phone calls for Trump from your home? Did every person watching this make at least 1,000 phone calls a week for Donald Trump?
Yeah, they got the app on the phone.
Yeah, they got an app. Yeah. Doesn't matter. People are saying, well, I don't live in the state. Doesn't matter. You can make phone calls all across the country. On our podcast, I said, you should peer-to-peer text message your entire phone while you're voting for Trump.
You did.
Every single
and
person.
Super Saturdays, you said that.
Look, we're talking, just so everyone's clear, if Biden wins this thing and gets inaugurated with all this fraud, he will have won Arizona by no more than 5,000 votes.
Yep.
Right.
He will have won Georgia by no more than 5,000 votes. He will have won Pennsylvania by no more than 15 to 20,000 votes. You're talking about the future of the Constitutional Republic, even with their cheating, everybody. And some people say, oh, well, they would have just manufactured the amount of ballots. Why didn't they do that in Ohio? Because it was so overwhelming, they said, I give up.
Right.
Why didn't they do that in Texas? They have the infrastructure in Texas. Mm-hmm.
They do.
They almost took out Ted Cruz in 2018.
The reason they didn't do it in Texas is because they said, it's too much, we give up.
Yep.
You know why they didn't do it in Iowa? They wanted that Senate seat in Iowa. Because they said, it's too much, we give up. Why didn't they do it in Montana? It's because they said, it's too much, I give up. Why didn't they do it to Lindsey Graham in South Carolina? They said, too much, I give up. What's the point? Well, as long as we flirt on the margins, everybody, these evil people are going to keep doing this. And yes, we'll expose it. We're going to do it. We're going to fight. I got 128 pages of freaking voter fraud here, okay? We're going to keep going through it.
100%.
But if we do nothing, if all we do is like this, and none of this, then we lose who we are as conservatives.
Right, 100%. You got to fight to the finish. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
And that's why what Turning Point USA is doing for the future of educating kids, we're going to have you at SAS, if you can make it.
I can make it.
Then you're in.
Y'all heard him. I can make it.
But look, some people are emailing us. They like what I'm saying. Some people, you know, I really, it doesn't mean that much to me. I mean, the hard truth is this, is I know I traveled to 27 states in 50 days, and I was going to Republican offices and all this, and there was an agreed upon thing of a lot of people that were excited. A lot of people that were enthusiastic, a lot of people attending rallies, but very few people doing the grassroots work. Yep, there were precinct committee positions open. There were phone calls not being made and door knocks being not knocked. And now what we're talking about, everybody, is 20,000 votes ended up being the difference. 20,000 votes.
Right. We can overcome their cheating. That's the thing.
You overcome the cheating by a grassroots
tsunami.
You flood
them. You flood the whole
thing. Where it's Ohio and they're like, yo, if we cheat, we're going to jail. See ya. Like at Cuyahoga County, here's the interesting thing. Ohio used to be a tight state. Remember when Ohio used to be a battleground state?
Now it's shifting now way
it's the,
more.
The reason that it's no longer a battleground state and everyone just kind of walks away is Trump is so amazing. And there was a great Republican Party there. They did their job and all that. But then the Cuyahoga County Cuyahoga County is Cleveland, right? They used to have the best voter fraud operation on the planet and they shut it down.
Right.
Because Republicans win so convincingly. I think they exported it to Allegheny County and Philadelphia. The point is this. The fraudsters will follow wherever the opportunity mm-hmm. is. You win big enough, Christians vote, mm-hmm. we do our job. Hit the fraudsters doors. Can't manufacture so many ballots to make up for it. It's not right. possible.
They can't. They can't. And this exposed them. This is a benefit. This is one of those God things, I believe. God allowed this to happen to expose this so that our next election can be a lot more foolproof and we can have evidence and catch them before they start doing it again. I do believe so. But I'm going to say this on record. I do believe that the president will win. I just believe it. If you go to court, they sue and they do all these different things, count every legal vote, the president will come out victorious. But like I said, that's not enough. Our ideas are way better than theirs. We love this country. We're fighting for the Constitution.
That's a great point.
They're not even confident. These people run around bashing stuff and burning things and looting when they're mad and throwing a fit. These are the kids that didn't get a whooping like they supposed to
right.
when they were younger. These are the kids that throw a fit when mommy tells them no. These people cannot run our country. They don't have better ideas than us. Well, I go to Turning Point events and these young people are on it. Boom, 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 boom. These other liberals arguing, they came to one of my things. I was at Kennesaw State.
Oh, no way.
I was at Kennesaw State.
In Georgia.
It was Georgia Tech chapter and Kennesaw State together. We did a meeting.
Was that a Turning Point deal?
It was a Turning Point deal. Three black kids all walked out. They had no ideas. They challenged me in front of everybody. And they got embarrassed and walked out. They don't have better ideas than us. They don't even know their own arguments.
That's right.
We should be winning big.
Well, and the other thing is this. We have better ideas. It's about time that we have better tactics.
True.
Ideas yeah. and tactics are two different things. Mm-hmm. The left has awful ideas. Yeah. They have really good tactics though.
Facts.
Right?
Facts.
Yeah. They have the machinery. They have the mechanization. It's time that we have truth, which we have, and it's time that we start to put work ethic and build a machine where we win elections.
Right.
Because if you don't win elections, it doesn't matter how good your ideas
right.
are.
Yep.
When you're in the gulag and you're like, man, yeah. we have really good ideas, yeah. you know, like
right.
I can't
now.
Believe
don't
they threw us
now.
In here. Our ideas are so good.
Yeah, right.
You know, by the way, I get the top bunk in the gulag right. just when they throw us all in there. And by the way, people say, oh, they're never going to do that. Go to TrumpAccountability.net and they have right. the list and names of people where they say we are going to come after you.
That all comes from Buttigieg staffers.
Yeah, it's Buttigieg staffers. They want to heal the country. Yeah, right.
Good
Freedom
luck.
At CharlieKirk.com.
The Officer Tatum store and TatumReport.com.
And if you guys want to support our research and our live streams that we are doing now two times a day. Tomorrow we're going to be from noon to 2 Eastern. And also all of this research, charliekirk.com/support. And we'll be back again tomorrow evening. Austin with an Arizona update. Brandon, oh, this is awesome, man.
All right, man. For
God
sure.
God bless
Thank
you. See you guys tomorrow.
Peace.
Thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, you can go to tpusa.com, tpusa.com. Email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. And thank you for supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon. God bless.